spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Great to be back with you once again. Henrik with Red Ice TV, and you are watching Flashback Friday. Always a pleasure having you here. I know that some of you guys might join us. We actually intended to do a Flashback Friday last week, but we were delayed on the travel back, so we couldn't pull it together. But as I said, we covered some of that during Wednesday show and also the Weekend Warrior show. But anyway, if you're just joining us for these Flashback Fridays, good to be back with you guys. Always a pleasure. I have the lovely Lana with me over there.
Yes, I know a lot of people were worried. They thought we were green-bladed or something, but we're still here. It's totally fine.
Isn't that amazing?
Really, that was the first in years, almost 2 weeks, that we took off,
I think.
It was nice.
Yep,
nice and refreshing.
We needed that, definitely.
Yes. By the way, you spelled joining wrong on the D-Live picture. Plus special guest joining us, because I know people are having some fun about this. I just noticed that.
I need a proofreader. It's my Swedish brain. All right. Anyway, I'll fix it in post. You can always fix it in post. All right.
It looked cool. It was like you shortened it, you know.
Boys and girls, we do have a special guest joining us here today in studio, Jason Kerner, a.k.a. No White Guilt. Good to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it was very easy for me. As some know, I have a bit of a portal, a wormhole inside my closet. And so every now and again, I reach in there and I found myself right in here in your magical
Fantastic.
Studio. Yeah.
I know. Amazing.
And I looked out the window. The clouds were actually beneath me. And so nice. I figured, but this is magnificent.
You're in heaven.
I might as well participate. So yeah, thank you both so much. This is magnificent to be able to be here. And folks, I just have to tell you, these people are every bit as lovable, as real, as human, as kind and caring as
you're making me blush.
As anybody you could, your favorite family members. I'm absolutely serious here. Your favorite family members. That is what these folks are like. I couldn't be happier to be here. And Lana's aesthetics, her decor, magnificent.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely
thank
stupendous.
You, Jason.
Quite a talent. These people are really amazing, and we need to. This is why, I mean, I've said for so long, you two are the king and queen of the white positive sphere. And they absolutely are. I see diamonds popping up on screens and everything already.
Well, thanks. So. Thank you, Jason. You're always so kind.
Yes, always.
Thank you. And it's great to have you here. And, of course, it's going to be a fun show, I think. We have a lot of things, as usual, lined up. And, of course, as usual, just jump in whenever, guys. We have some topics lined up here today. I don't know. Ilana, are there any formalities we should
I don't think so. I just want to say it's good to be in person, because so many times, you know, we're doing this digitally and you're looking at computer screens. But it's a different energy, you know, to get people in the room. And I think
of
that
course.
We should do more of this going forward.
I agree. Absolutely.
I'm trying to do that.
Hey, what do we do? I think I have to clear off some of these super chats real quick here, too. I saw some people sending some stuff on DLive, so let's clear those off before we dive into some of the topics, ladies and gentlemen. That could be a good idea. We have a lot of things lined up as usual. CSS Hunley with a diamond says, Hail. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Roar with a diamond says, Show feet. There you go. I don't know if that's to you, Jason, or to. Actually, you do have feet right there. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Do you have the feet right there? That's what the diamond paid for right there. Okay. Lord Aragon 2019 with a Ninja Gini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Says, Fashion Friday, all good to see you back. Well, thank you. Good to have you here. B. Fisher with a diamond says, Welcome back. Thank you. Good to be here. I think we had a couple of 1 month subs handed out by. The last red squirrels. Thank you for that, sir. handing out those D-Live subs. Virginian Drifter with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Says, hail Red Eyes and bravo to Lana for standing up to professional liars and trained communists.
Yes, the you're talking video, about the book, Sisters in Lies, where I was a focal point. Good stuff, huh? She got six, you know, essentially, as I've said in that, I've been paying her rent and her mortgage for like 3 years.
This is the video right there. Yeah, check that out if you have.
You're welcome, say word.
Jeez. I mean, there's a lot you could say about that, but
how annoying she? I mean, did you see the clip of her talking? Yes. She's like running for or was it running from
running for refugees?
Yeah. Like, oh my god, and like yeah. I mean, she really talked like that.
But beyond that, it's just the lies are just incredible. Oh, they can weave and just like this bullshit. It's amazing.
Political pornography.
Anyway, if you missed,
it's a great way to put it.
It is. If you missed the video, guys, check it out. It's up on RedEyes.tv and RedEyesMembers.com right now. And we have another one coming up too, the decolonized video.
That's right. That one's going to be fun.
Wrapping that up here. Hopefully over the weekend I can give tips to
anti-white haters on how they can decolonize their life, and has a really good ending.
Oh, I got to see that. I'm looking forward.
Takumi, I think it is. Takumi 416 with a diamond. No message. Thank you. 41 BMC with the diamonds says, Promethean Hells, Henrik, Lana, and Jason. It's a shout out to your, actually, it's not upcoming now. It's already out.
Prometheus Rising is out.
Yeah. That one is out. Yeah, that one is. We'll have to talk about that a little later.
Yeah.
Takumi again with a diamond. Thank you. Actually, two in a row. Thank you for that. No message. 41 BMC. Hail our people. Hail victory. Thank you. Takumi again with two diamonds in a row. No message. The Last Red Squirrels with the Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Lycomedes, thank you, with a diamond says, hey, Lana, Henrik, and Jason. Excellent. Thank you. Peter Lapland, I think it is, Lapland, with the diamond. If you're from Lapland, a special shout-out to Omri from Lapland. okay. thank you for that. Big Musty, I think it is. Big Mushy 31 Cracker.
These names are always
hilarious. I love the names. The names are... There are some are really, really good. Yeah. Big Mushy 31 Cracker.
It means something to him, for sure. It does.
With a diamond says, having my first baby boy this year in November.
Awesome. Congrats.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Thank you.
Don't circumcise.
good pro tip. Renunciate with a diamond going free. That's right. Conrad Kirsch. Good to see you, Conrad, with a diamond. Three titans of white positivity. I salute you. Well, thank you so much for that. Draconian Gimp of Death. With a diamond, life is better when you're doing your work. Thank you. Indeed, I agree. Nerms with a diamond, no message. Blood of Tyrants with a diamond, three of my favorite people in this movement. Awesome. Well, thank you.
And we can't be doxxed.
That's right. It's too late.
Undoxable.
It's too late.
And stuff like that with a diamond says, thanks to Red Ice. Thank you. Thank to Red Ice and your guests. Well, thank you. Yes. One more here and then we'll move on. Simon Coates with the diamond says, great to see Jason back on Red Ice.
Actually, one more cuck-free zone. Screw on Entropy. Screw those that did that dishonest hit job on Lana. Lana's awesome. All the best to her. Well, thank you so much. Yes. Very nice.
Indeed. All right. Lots to get into. You found this one, Lana.
This is so funny. It's so believable, right? This Indian-American family in Irvine, California, supposedly received this letter in their mailbox. Return back to your country. Dear or just assholes, comma. American citizens and IT industry and other professional fields have lost their jobs to many Indians and Chinese. We asked you to leave the country without further delay. We will have no choice but to shoot mercilessly at workplace, in community, on pool, or on playground. Totally doesn't sound like it was written by someone whose second language, right? Their second language is English.
On pool or on playground. I love it.
In community, on pool.
BS on that one? Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, it occurred to me when I saw it first, it's like, it's incredible too, the age we're in, where basically you can get clout by positioning yourself as a victim. And the media, of course, will take that position automatically that it's absolutely true, despite the fact that what we had, was it Breitbart that had a list of something like a 200 fake hate crimes or something like that. It was just growing every month, right?
So if we put one of these in one of our mailboxes and then go to the news and like, you know, someone's threatening to kill white people, would they take it seriously?
No.
Would it be all over local news reports?
When it's real, we've had, you know, over the years, when it's come to our conferences, I mean, they've called the management of hotels and different venues and they've threatened those individuals who are otherwise, you know, they're not known to be white positive, certainly. Call law enforcement, and law enforcement says, what's it for? Oh, well, not really interested. And of course, why would a law enforcement officer want to ruin their career in this anti-white dystopia that we live in, certainly now today? But yeah, this is obviously a ridiculous hate hoax. I love it. I love it. I mean, what else could have gone along with this for it to be more self-parodic? I mean,
you know what is going to make the news, though? I had seen a tweet by someone who was going to put out some no white guilt flyers, and those always make the news. Remember the hilarious reports, Henrik? No white guilty. Like, well, they can't even say no white guilt.
We have folks in the work that we're doing, Going Free, have been spreading Yiz the Eunuch, John, and some others have been spreading a man and his son. I saw the tweet. They had a big bag.
Exactly. That's the one. Yeah.
So yeah, they're going out, and it's been in the news again already. So and these leaflets have your website on as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we saw that.
Website. Yeah. It's magnificent. This is what you got to do to take back our destiny, ladies and gentlemen. You have to get out there like these folks are doing and get this message to our brothers and sisters. The time is ripe for them to hear this message. And if they can hear something that is from folks who love, from folks who have normal sensibilities, and they know that it's a movement of redemption, they'll be willing to come over and hear what we have to say. And then that'll be it. It'll spread like a curative contagion, and the anti-whites won't be able to stop it anymore. Yeah. Don't look to ever again to voting and violence. There'll be no use in that, no success in that. Yeah. So my big salute and spotlight to Yiz and everybody, John and everybody out there who is spreading. He's that father and son. What a glorious thing that for a dad and little boy to do together.
Yeah, that's a good bonding time. Oh, you know, God. I look forward to seeing those local news reports because they're always very entertaining. Because the default position is you have to hate yourself as a white person.
Yeah. You know? Well, the university responded to some of these leaflets and said that white well-being was not one of their core values.
Did you see the House resolution where it said basically, you know, they've been struggling to define, you know, what a white nationalist / white supremacist is, right? They use these terms interchangeably, but regardless, they were trying to define it, and I think what they said in the paperwork was anybody who's pro-white is one of these.
That's
right. And which basically means, by default, you have to take an anti-white position.
You have to hate yourself.
Which is insanity.
Otherwise, you're a terrorist and a white nationalist and a white
supremacist. It's incredible. Right. Again, I mean, beating the drum over and over here, dead horse to a certain extent, but for any other people, this would not be an issue. And in fact, it's encouraged, and it's good when they do. It's only us who can't... be pro our own people. It's crazy.
Right.
I saw someone was saying Jason's audio is a little bit too low, so I boosted that. Hopefully that's good. Guys in the chat, give me a thumbs up on that if it's a bit better.
Now your ears will be bleeding.
No, it's okay. Right, is it too loud for you, Lana?
Before we were like, it's too loud, now it's too quiet.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, George L. Pierce here says here with a diamond, what you doing there, guru? Funny take regarding the note there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the IT part is true, but the other part is not true.
Probably, yeah. And here, of course, here's one of the one of my favorite DLive usernames here. A big black man with AIDS with a diamond says, make more white babies. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Conrad Kurz with a diamond says, I have given out almost 30 copies of Go Free, he says.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. Thank you so much. That is magnificent. A big salute to you and spotlight to you. That it's really changing lives. And that is a demonstration of its success. We don't have an organization, by the way. We don't have an entity, an organizational entity, the forms of old that the anti-whites easily sweep in and destroy and are able to label and demonize. We talk about loving our people. Everyone is allowed. Just everyone should know this who's watching. Everyone is allowed to serve white well-being with us. No immutable characteristic. Nobody you're attracted to will prevent you from serving white well-being. And we welcome everybody to do so. And these folks, then, they come in without a particular organization that is going to guilt them or ostracize them or whatever it might be for not working hard enough for the organization. People are doing this of their own volition. That means it's working. That's why folks are going out. That's why you see father and son teams doing it, because they see the success. And this gentleman right here giving away 30 books. Yeah. And we had another gentleman. Well, how many did he buy? He might have bought as many as 100 Kindle versions of Go Free to give away as well because of the success it's having.
All right, fantastic, great stuff. Let me see here. We have. I wanted to talk about this a little bit here. The story about the Antifa killer, the guy who murdered a Trump supporter in Portland, the murderer here. And just overall, the whole kind of story has been, I mean, absurd. And looking at the media, how they've how they treated this versus Kyle Rittenhouse and stuff like that. So it's a huge story here. But basically, to boil it down, after he went on to execute essentially the Trump supporter on the streets of Portland,
Danielson.
Yeah, that was the victim. Yeah.
Yes.
I think funny we don't hear his name often.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you won't remember his name, just like everybody's already forgotten Cannon.
Cannon Hinnon. Yeah.
These will be the names that you forget. Everybody will know. Please continue.
Oh, no. I think he went by, what part of the confusion was that he was known as Jay to people who were close to him, but his actual name was Aaron, I believe.
Correct. That's right.
So maybe that's part of the confusion. But yeah, anyway, so that happened. And of course, in the wake of this, the perpetrator was not arrested. It took about a day, which was just funny because the Kyle Rittenhouse saga was kind of the liberal media levied the same critique against Kyle at that point. Mm-hmm. Remember,
yeah.
He wasn't arrested immediately by the cops, and this was an outrage.
They wanted him electrocuted in 24 hours.
Right, yes, right. Yeah. But now the same thing happened with this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so is this a problem now? No. He went on to do, and we'll look at that in a moment. He went on to do an interview with Vice News, which is just incredible, where they're essentially covering for the guy, right?
Yeah. No, it was self-defense. He was saving a black man who was going to be killed by this evil white supremacist, so he had to shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
And none of that is true. It's all total lies. Yeah. He's just a psychopathic murderer.
And then, of course, he was killed by police, we're told, after, of course, they attempted to arrest him, basically, but he was taken out.
Yeah, here's fled to Washington. He wasn't supposed to leave the state, and he did, and then they went after him. Something went bad. He probably resisted arrest or tried to take them out with him or something.
Here's a short clip from Global News about it. Let's check this out here.
Our agency, the Thurston County Sheriff's Office, was notified of a shooting that took place here at this location. Just prior to 7 p.m., the information that I know at this point is that the Pacific Northwest Violent Offender Task Force, which is a group that's run by the U.S. Marshals, was here in this area this evening looking for a known wanted homicide suspect. Their team was here at this apartment complex. Conducting surveillance, looking for that known homicide suspect. At one point, just prior to this, he exited the apartment and made his way to a vehicle that's here on the roadway. There was a confrontation between the officers that were on scene and the subject. The information we have at this time is that the subject was armed. There was shots that were fired into the vehicle, and the subject fled from the vehicle, at which time there was additional shots that were fired. We are not confirming the identity of the involved party tonight. We do know that he is a male in his 40s, and again, that there was an outstanding warrant issued for him for homicide. We can confirm that there was four members of the offender apprehension team that did fire their weapons. We are currently just at the beginning stages of processing the scene here. At this point, the information that we have is that he was armed. I have not confirmed that
yet. Did he shoot at the cops then?
It's, again, very preliminary into our investigation. And I do not know whether or not...
He'd probably reach for a gun or something. He knew he was toast, right? He was going to be on the hook, and he didn't want to go to prison. Because he would... Let's face it. I mean, in prison, he would probably die because he would have to align on racial lines. And then the blacks are going to be like, wait, you're not with us. And he's like, but Black Lives Matter. And they're like, get away, white boy. You know, like, that's what would probably happen in prison.
That is actually a really interesting thought, because that is probably exactly what would happen. Yeah. Going into prison. Well, I'm interested. They didn't say here, but how many holes did Reinhold acquire before he actually was? That's his last name, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I think I'm going for the conspiracy theory here. I think he was hoisted off to the island.
Oh yes,
like the prisoner.
Right.
He was taken out of circulation. But all jokes to the side, it is interesting that Vice went on to. interview him though,
yeah.
and like and,
yeah.
and actually
a killer. He shot someone in the head, and they just assumed things about him. This Patriot Party, they just assumed they don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah.
They don't know.
No,
he was, he's an unknown person.
And again, was, you know, all it takes today is it's guilt by accusation. That's
you voted for the president.
This is an enemy. Ooh, get him. Extreme. We heard in the clip basically, and then they he was shot.
Yeah, they were just
point blank range
being all sympathetic toward him,
yeah.
and he was saving people of color. Yeah. All this nonsense.
Well, is this something I think maybe what you all seem to be intimating and kind of hitting upon is, was there something more to this than just Vice had an opportunity to get news? Was this a case of maybe something a little bit more insidious, like they wanted to set a narrative for the incident
mm-hmm.
that then would go down societally?
Yeah,
that
oh,
they
yeah.
would then feed
right.
into
his
the body
court
politics.
Case and all that.
It could,
yeah,
it could be. I mean, yeah. But again, imagine put the shoe on the other foot here. Imagine any other shooter, but Kyle or anyone else, you know, you can think back of recently that they have blamed on being a right-wing extremist or whatever, that they would go on and make an interview with him and claim, or in the headline say, well, he said he acted in self-defense. It's a complete cover before they even know exactly what has happened,
yeah.
right? I mean, you can say,
yeah.
oh, you claim something, that's okay, but I don't know. I just think that this is pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's listen a little bit to the interview here.
I had no choice. I mean, I had a choice. I could have sat there and watched them kill a friend of mine of color. But I wasn't going to do that. You know, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. My name's Michael Forrest Rynell. Born and raised Portland, Oregon. 48 years old. You know, lots of lawyers suggest that I shouldn't even be saying anything, but I feel it's important that the world at least gets a little bit of what's really going on, because there's been a lot of propaganda put out there. What I will say is that I felt that my life and other people around me's lives were in danger. And I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did. I wasn't even aware of what was going on. I was actually out with my son.
With the music and stuff too.
Yeah.
And this is incredible. Look at the down ratio here, though. 17,000 thumbs down
wow.
and 3.4
yeah.
up. So people are onto this. They don't like this kind
yeah.
of treatment, which is very interesting. But yeah, you would. The bottom line is, you would never see something like this if it was from the other side.
Yeah.
You would never see it. You would never. And in fact, the whole discourse has been, oh my God, it's like, if someone just say, oh, maybe we should wait a little bit until we have all the answers. Oh my God, you're a support, you know, you're encouraging to murderers or something like that. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's the kind of language that they will keep in this. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Well, he's right gone now.
He's gone. So. Well, now he's Ryan Holes. Bye-bye.
Yeah, right away, you know, the Antifa Black Bloc is, you murdered Michael Rynell. They're spray painting this around Portland. And also, what was it, quotes by, I don't know who this person is, convicted murderer and fugitive, Asata Shakar.
Mm.
And the nerve to, like, talk about long live Mike and we love you and all the words of love
yeah,
and
a,
unity. They're
it's
celebrating
a
murderer.
The far left.
You know?
Yep,
yeah.
No problem. No problem. All right. I mean, what can you say?
No
right?
blood on
I mean,
his hands, though. Huh?
No. He's a glorious. That he'll be repainted as some glorious warrior. Although, as he's white, so really you can't be anti-white enough to you know to really be celebrated. They'll find somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let me do a couple of these super chats before we end up too far behind on those. Let me see. I got to scroll back up here. And we're going to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse here too in a little bit because that's important, obviously, tie in here. I think this is the one. Wodenas with a diamond says, I wonder if we'll see Henrik and Lana on PWR soon. Maybe we will. Thank you for that. Homeland with a ninjet. Thank you so much for that. Very generous, very kind of you. Thank you. Says, I hope this donation makes the SPLC super sad. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, Homeland. Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much for your support. Takumi with the diamond says, I sold my car for gas money. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Come on, cash in your white privilege, man.
That's funny.
That's great.
Get both.
Chris Tuss Victor, I think it is, with the diamond says, when did we all go public and reveal our PWR level? Someone says, while Kat Greuper with a diamond says, Kyle Rittenhouse is a national hero. I'll talk about that in a moment here. A lot to say about that, and the treatment has just been incredible. Conor Kurse with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, Conrad, very, very kindly for that. Says, Red Ice led me to NWG, no white guilt. and Mimish Brunner and others. I have beaten depression and addiction. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Nice. Sir, thank you.
Good.
Good, Conrad. Good. Glad you're here.
Promethean hails to you.
All right, what is this username here? Taranenontunia Sals. Sorry, I'm not.
When you have to sing it, it's too
far.
Good.
It's too far. Sounds like something very Finnish and complicated. I could be right. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, a diamond from, I'll call you Turu for short. Thank you for that. Conrad again with a diamond says thank you. Well, thank you, Conrad. Mr. Wright sends a Ninjagini. Thank you, followed by 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Always a pleasure having you here. Thank you for your support as well. Shadow Government. It's good that the Shadow Government is tuning in here. Sensei Diamond.
You know they are.
The Shadow Government.
Says, helicopter rides for commies. Thank you for that. Sign Wolf with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Great to have, quote, fashy, unquote, Friday back with the dissident right top power couple. Well, thank you, Sign
That's
Wolf.
That's what they are.
Appreciate that. Sign Wolf again with a Ninjagini. Says no Periscope link tonight, Henrik. Yeah, I'm more careful with the Periscope through Twitter because I just feel that the banning is like tight, very tight. So I think it's better to have it
especially
as a place.
Especially if
where
you're
we
gonna
can
talk about COVID too.
Yes.
Right. Anything really. I mean, anything is off the table. We actually have some stories about that later on. But again, it's intentional, not a mistake. It's a better place maybe to just get out the links so people know where to get it. But I don't want to give them more reasons to ban us. I'm sure they will eventually anyway. But yeah, so that's a reason for that, Soundwolf. Mardzeb, I think it is, with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says, glad to catch you live. Hope your vacation was great. It was much needed, but it's very good to be back. Wildcat Groiper with a diamond says, Michael ate 50 pounds of meth before that interview.
Yeah, he did seem like an ex-tweaker for sure, or maybe still tweaking. I don't really think he was a pro snowboarder. I used to know a lot of pro snowboarders in Oregon, actually, growing
maybe
up
like
there.
Two,
and I never saw
maybe two decades ago he was into that or something. All right, and one more here, Lady Mjolnir with a diamond.
Oh,
no
yes,
message.
Lady Mjolnir.
Thank you. Good to see you here. All right, so yeah, let's dive into some of this here with Kyle then, because the treatment have been incredible to watch the narrative and how it's been one way, of course, for him and another for Michael. It's very interesting
and
how we got these cases.
And that's what the left
cases.
Claim about us.
Of course,
right?
Of course, you know. I know, right? But there is a huge difference.
Yes,
now,
there is.
You know, in the Antifa killers instance, of course, there is no clear proof that he was doing this in self-defense. In fact, what you hear in the audio is that they were trying to find
him, one of
this
them.
One person.
Yeah. Get him, right?
There's one of them, get him, yeah, precisely.
In Kyle's case, we from the videos I've seen in a way, it's clear that you can see that the first one, which is, forget his first name, Rosenbaum, which ended up, he shot him in the head. He was attempting to run away from him and try to get away, and he was chasing him. I don't know if he had a weapon, if he had a knife, or what the deal was there. Maybe I'm missing a detail, but he was trying to get away from him, and he could not get away from him. Mm-hmm. And so he fired a shot, and then, of course, that led to him being chased again, basically, right? And so two more people that he shot. But the video so far shows clear self-defense. I think it's a completely different story.
He even called the police. He even turned himself in.
Yes,
he did all that stuff.
Yeah. So here's the treatment here on social media over the Kyle Rittenhouse narrative, which has popped up, which is basically, if you claim that he did self-defense, you are instigating violence or you're glorifying, I think there was many of the terms of service said, you're glorifying violence if you believe that he acted in self-defense. Even went so far that his defense lawyer, John Pierce, was locked out of Twitter over a tweet for advocating for his client, right? It's pretty incredible, which means that they want this. They want a how do I explain this, a tight, rigid narrative that's put out in a uniform way in the media, including social media, so that there can't be any kind of deviant positions here. And if you have people like his own attorney or people
anytime
close
someone
to
it, on the right shoots, it can never be self-defense. It's some militia, it's some white supremacist. Anytime someone on the left shoots, it was self-defense and they were innocent and they were protecting, you know,
they're
victims.
Saint.
They're a saint. Yes, indeed.
They're a hero, in fact. Yep.
They're angel wings are under their anti-white t-shirts.
It's crazy. So this is what he wrote, right? This is the actual violation here. Kyle Rittenhouse will go down in American history alongside that brave unknown patriot at Lexington Green who fired, quote, the shot heard around the world, unquote, on April 19th, 1775. A second American revolution against tyranny has begun, he says. So is that okay? So that means you want to, they read that as he wants to kill everyone then? Is that what they're implying? It's crazy, right? So anyway, even the attorneys are locked out. Another of Rittenhouse defense lawyers, Lynn Wood, reported that Twitter had removed the tweet for violating its rules around, quote, glorifying violence and locked Pierce out of his account. Wood described Twitter's actions as censorship, plain and simple.
They play so dirty.
Yeah, of course.
Do they attack any other lawyers who are defending people who have killed people this way?
Again, why is it that Vice? I mean, I'm sure the tweet that Vice made about the article or video that they did with the Antifa killer, I'm sure that wasn't censored, right? How is it not glorifying violence in that instance, right?
Precisely.
I mean, it's so
okay dumb. When we do it.
That's right. That's how simple it is.
Go ahead. A la Nancy Pelosi just went into the salon.
We're going to show that.
We'll
later.
Get to it later. Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we'll be talking about that. And just quickly, as we're talking about this, I just want to very briefly say that even though these individuals, Reinhardt, whatever his name is, what was it? Mike, Reinhold, I guess his first name.
Yeah.
Reinhold. These others here that ended up dead. Sympathy to their families. I'm sure they have family members who potentially love them, and they lost their loved ones. So sympathy to their family members. And so we're not missing the fact that somebody lost their life here. These individuals lost their lives, but you have lives being lost on both sides. We're definitely not going to hear sympathy for those who care about America, those who care about the laws in this country, those who care about Western kind and our children. We're never going to hear them giving any sort of concern or sympathy for or condolences for those of us who are murdered in the process of this anti-white revolution to destroy Western civilization. But when it comes to these individuals who get out in the streets and they want death, they want war, they want to maim, if they end up incurring those types of things, then that's what happens. I mean, there's an old Italian saying, if you run with the wolves, don't trip. And if you're out there running with the wolves and you end up, murdering, as we saw here with this Patriot Prayer guy, and then you end up having a shootout with the police department or wielding a weapon, and then they fill you full of lead and you die of lead poisoning before bleeding out, then that's the consequences of a life that you have decided to live. But sympathy nonetheless to the family members.
Absolutely, I agree. And I kind of always want to also put the blame on those who are truly responsible for their heightened rhetoric and for their encouragement of these mental diseases that we see. And I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the fact that they can whip up such fanaticism, such lunacy, such hysteria over someone who they don't know, right? Patriot Prayer. And I don't know too much about the group or whatever. It was his name, Joey Gibson, I think, who set that up or whatever. But we've seen some of these cases when they've done, I guess, marches or I don't know if we can call it protests, but they marched through Portland right after Andy Ngo was assaulted by Antifa, stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, but the point is you have these very defined sides now in this kind of conflict. And it's really a civil war, I think, of sorts, right? But it's being instigated by the media's rhetoric and their unwillingness to look at the facts as opposed to this narrative that they're spun. Mm-hmm. And I think that they should be held accountable. They need to be.
They're not trying to make peace and find some common ground.
No.
They're just pouring gasoline on the fire.
Absolutely.
Yes. Lighting it.
Okay, we talked about Twitter, their treatment of this. Not a big surprise, obviously. I don't know why people are on Facebook anymore. But regardless, Facebook threatens to ban Mark Dice for video showing Kyle Rittenhouse offering help to protesters.
Unbelievable.
You
can't show a nice face to the guy because ruins this white supremacist bullshit they want to run with.
Right,
precisely.
It's a 17-year-old kid who was helping people, cleaning graffiti.
A medical kit with
him. Exactly. Like, if anyone was more saintly, it would be that kid. Before he got ensnared into all this.
Precisely. And he has a video. I mean, there's a video. It's out there where at least I saw. I mean, unless they've gone out and purged everything. It's like Facebook here is just like, we're not trying to control a narrative or anything. But
sure.
No, we're not just. But we're just going to delete all of this. All this is going to go down the memory hole where the guy's saying, well, I'm here with my medical kit to help people, anybody that gets injured. And I have a rifle if I get attacked.
Yeah.
They don't want that out there.
And I mean, their argument has been, why did he have a rifle with him? And it's like, have you seen the violence?
Why do Antifa carry guns with them?
Of course. Right. I mean, this is not an argument, but you've seen that argument.
And when it's one kid and it's like armed militias, like you people needed to know what a militia actually is. Right. The only militia that we've actually seen that's a racially based militia is the not fucking around
coalition.
Really call themselves that.
Right.
Okay. And they were literally on the streets, like kill white people.
Well, they end up shooting themselves, right?
Accidentally.
They did. Somebody had heat stroke, dropped their rifle that was ready to roll.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. All right. Anyway, we have
that was their scientific name, by the way. But Lana just said that was they have worse ones for that they use for themselves as well. That's when they're trying to be erudite.
That's right.
When they're at the lectern, that's what they use.
Oh man. That's right. All right, let's play this. I wanted to play this clip. I wanted to do it in the no-go zone, but I missed it. It's an update from Kyle Rittenhouse from jail. It is a couple of days old, but for you guys who haven't seen it, he's here with John Pierce, the attorney there that had his tweets about this ban on Twitter. But listen to this here.
Guys, what do you want to say to the foundation and all the people that have supported our efforts to free Kyle? We have John Pierce, lead attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse, and we have Kyle Rittenhouse, direct from county jail. Guys, what would you like to say to the fans?
I just want to thank every single one of you from the bottom of my heart for the underlining support. It's just amazing. I want to thank all of you for the mail I've been receiving. It's been really helpful. Just want to let you all know that I'm going to be out of here soon, and stay strong, and I hope to see you guys soon.
And I want to say that this is 100% self-defense. If this is not self-defense for Kyle Rittenhouse under these circumstances, then no one can protect themselves, no one can protect their family, and no one can protect their country. This is a watershed moment in American history. A very bright line has been crossed. The right to self-defense is a God-given right, and we are not going to allow a prosecutor in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to take it away from Kyle Rittenhouse. Thank you so much for all the support.
All right.
Not all lawyers are bloodsuckers.
What do you guys think? I mean, this is the attorney that helped Nick Sandman, and of course, he become a millionaire now.
Oh, yeah.
The CNN guy. Yeah. But are you guys hopeful? Will they get him out? I think first-degree murder is a bit too rough.
Yes, they've charged him. I don't know, Lana, do you want to give your thoughts first? And
I think that he's going to be cleared, and then people are going to be really angry about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The charge, I think, in most cases, when we see sort of charges that are like this, the zenith charge that they could charge. It's because a prosecutor is trying to lose the case either before the grand jury or what have you in the actual case with a judge or with a jury. And that's so that an anti-white of some sort can then walk free. So they overcharge to lose and then the anti-white walks free. In this case, the prosecutor is rabidly anti-white. So she is charging as because she wants to. I think in that state there's no death penalty, so she wants life, right?
Yeah.
In jail.
Yeah.
Now, what's good here is when I first heard about this, I thought if this young man just went down to police, he's screwed because they're going to, of course, say you're allowed to defend yourself, but you're not allowed to police, and so there would be some sort of leeway there for the prosecution to work with to prosecute him. But apparently, as I understand, he was invited by the owner of the property to come onto the property. That's something completely different.
Yeah.
He was already in the state and he was a friend's gun, all that. Right. I guess it's a matter in this case, too, of the jury. What kind of jurors they get, right?
Yeah, or they swap out the judge, and you know we've seen that in cases.
So we'll see what shenanigans they may pull.
But the point here, I think, what we start this would be as the attorney said here. I think this is a watershed moment of sorts and a defining case actually. But what we've seen so far is that if you are not on the right side, on their side, on the elitist side, whatever you want to call it. You basically cannot defend yourself. You basically have to be beaten and potentially killed for the sake of not hurting anyone else who they've declared to be a saint or something.
And remember, he's a teenager.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, he's not even legally an adult. So that's another.
A couple of things that I'm worried about is that, number one, we see with cases like this, trial and then retrials when they lose on different charges and at different levels. Yeah. Of governance, even though it is double jeopardy and it wouldn't work the other way around, they'll do that for us. Then you also see civil suits that follow these sorts of things. And the civil bar of proof is much lower. And so I have a little bit of a concern, and I hope they're doing this with the funds that are being donated to Kyle's defense, that they're putting it into a trust so that they can draw from the trust for his defense, because if it just goes to Kyle or I guess since he's a minor, to his parents, then if he loses in civil suits after the fact, after these criminal trials, if he loses in those suits, then that money could conceivably end up going to the family members who will be filing the civil suits.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting, interesting point. Well, maybe that's why then they have banned and blocked all the fundraising campaigns
it's
for him.
It's outrageous.
Which is crazy, right? Again, just falling back on Facebook issues in itself. GoFundMe, of course, banned his entire thing, and they had to set up through... was it GoFundly or what was it called? Get Funding or something?
Yeah,
I think
something
it was.
Like that.
And it was apparently a Christian based fundraising thing. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Now the latest thing I saw there is that some of the payment processors are beginning to threaten them and pull out so that they cannot donate to him.
They can't stop people from sending checks and cash and money orders.
Right, right. So. Yeah. But again, just
the principle happening.
The difference here of how this is treated. You have celebrities that are raising millions of dollars for these rioters. And it has to be said, murderers, because, I mean...
Killers, thugs, robbers,
there was
rapists.
Burnt body found in Minneapolis in one of the pawn shops. There has been people beaten to death. I mean, they
shot
police. There's a body count. So I saw this Snopes or whatever, like, no, this is debunked or whatever, but someone had made a tally, and they said in the latest string of BLM / Antifa protests, there were about 30 people that have died.
Wow.
In some kind
I
of related,
at least,
you know.
At least, yeah.
But again, they're trying to debunk that or whatever. But yeah, anyway, moving on here.
The
Facebook.
Conservative side.
Yeah, exactly. Facebook blocks links to fundraising campaigns for Kyle Rittenhouse's legal defense. So you can't do that. And then to make matters worse, Discover.
Again,
credit card donations to Christian site collecting for alleged teen shooter Kyle Rittenhouse.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. A credit card company that blocks people from making purchases that they don't like. I mean, where's the recourse? I mean, bankers have always been the enemy of the people, and now we're just seeing that come full circle here.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's true. Gosh. It's crazy. And again, in this case, it's like, you can't get more like a stand-up type of citizen. He was there like scrubbing off graffiti. No matter what political side people were on, he were helping them dealing with wounds and stuff like that. You know, it was a really good kid, you know?
A true dindy.
anyway, so that's that. Yeah. No big surprise, but it's pretty, pretty shocking.
It's scary though, that because we can see where this is going. And you're just talking about recourse, and we've talked about like these nodes. We've lost so many nodes of power at state and federal level. Elected positions, appointed positions, whole bureaucracies are no longer in the hands of reasonable people. They've never been in the hands in a totality of our lives of people who cared about white people. They never said, well, I'm white, I'm going to care about white people while I'm in this office. But they were reasonable people, and we could appeal to them and say, well, this is really egregious injustice. And then they would say, yeah, that's true. We're losing so many of those. And now we've got this runaway train of this anti-whiteism where, you know, Discover is going to say today, well, this kid that is actually like a cherub, he actually is kind of chubby like a cherub. if somebody should make him into a cherub. But this kid who's essentially a cherub, you're not going to be able to give his legal defense, even though it's clearly self-defense. And so what's next? Is it going to be that your visa is not going to work if you care about white well-being?
Yeah.
If you've spent, you've used your... Now, this is supposed to be in the place of cash. These are your purchases. These are what you want to do. Mm-hmm. This is to make your life easier.
Yeah.
And now they're just going to intervene and say, nope, you can't
spend money on that.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Right.
And therefore,
imagine also when this system is cashless.
That's why they wanted to be.
And
cashless.
That's why, like,
so you can't have the liberty of a P.O. box.
Of course not. Right, and it will be immediate frozen. You do. And think about it. I mean, it might be people out there who are like, but these are Nazis, or, you know, whatever criticism they levy, right? Completely unfounded. But let's assume that that's what they levy. Yeah, well, it's not going to stop there. It's going to shrink more and more and more, the accepted positions, anything that you don't do. Look at the COVID, coronavirus treatment.
Yeah.
If you had a slight deviant position on some of this stuff, you can cite other scientists, other doctors. You can you're banned. Yeah. You're thrown off.
That's right.
Henrik, they took a video off my channel, gave me a strike, because I declared myself COVID-free after 14 days.
I remember that. That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Like, you cannot declare that.
Oh, my God.
Jason, you absolutely cannot.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Anyway, you dug out this
speaking
clip,
of bad bankers, I happened to see this, and I thought it was kind of interesting.
From TikTok, let's see what
interesting dude
let's
here.
See what it says.
So when you get a book that's banned, that means there's something in there that you need to know. So this book is called History of Central Banking. What does Hitler, JFK, Lincoln, Gaddafi, Napoleon, Julius Caesar, Tsar Nicholas II have in common? They all tried to do state banking, and they all got either killed or thrown into a war.
It's true and it's interesting,
it's true. Some of the
bankers are the enemies of the people,
some of the most demonized people throughout history, of course,
financing genocide
and war. I'm sorry, I'm spacing out of did he say JFK? Because of the greenbacks, right?
Yeah. That's what I think it was. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's very interesting. And again, the countries, I mean, long-term viewers of Red Eyes knows this kind of stuff, but you know why they've targeted countries like Iran and Iraq for such a long time and stuff. Yeah. It's basically the only countries that are outside of the central banking system. Right. You know.
And now here we are. Bankers are attacking people like us.
Individuals, you know, all the way down.
Trying to reward you if you support population replacement.
Well, and by the way, I'll just quickly note that Biden and Harris and the plans that they, the bills that they're looking to bring forward, these acts right now, treaties that they're willing to sign, they get into office and they will pass bills that will make it illegal to give your money to someone that they have deemed heretical to anti-whitism. Yeah. Yeah. So it's that simple. It could not possibly get worse for these people to get into office. They will immediately ensure that you will be breaking the law to give money to someone that they have deemed heretical. So what would that do to all dissent?
Across the United States, it would end instantly, virtually. Yeah. Yeah. And again, just keep in mind, sorry, Lana, but
it's okay.
Keep in mind that. When they, and you guys know this, but when they cut at the edges of the system or what they consider to be controversial or as you said, heretical, which is a good word for it, the sensitivity level is just going to go up and up and up, meaning the very things that they cut away from are, once they're gone out of the circulation, the very next thing closest to it is going to be even more offensive to them.
Yeah.
But I can't, but oh my God, this, and they just clip and clip and clip, and eventually you have a super narrow corridor of just complete obedience, essentially. You know,
yeah. And if it's you deviate, 1984.
You're out. Exactly. Yeah. That's it. I mean, it's...
I mean, they're right now trying to argue. I was just tweeting about that 2 + 2 = 5 and, like, why it really is. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is straight out of 1984.
It
like,
is.
Not
yeah.
all it's kind of a cliche to bring it up, but it's like...
It
but
is
it's true.
You know I mean, like, yeah. everyone Absolutely knows true. It, but they're still running with that. It's amazing. By the way, I saw PayPal had a Black Empowerment Grant for Black businesses called a $10,000 hug.
Well, thank God.
How is that not... How's that not racist, though?
Well, I'm just, thank God somebody's doing something for those people.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's...
Because they're not getting any money anywhere, right?
Absolutely insane. In fact, many years ago, when I, very young man, I looked through government programs to see if I could find one that I could utilize for starting a business. And I discovered that as a white male, there are none.
No,
yeah.
Believe it or not, I thought we were absolutely governed by white men that were ensuring our supremacy over the totality.
Yeah.
And in fact, there were none. So thank God. And all of these organizations that are now, and we should talk about this the same way the anti-whites would when it comes to us. All of these organizations that are giving money to these BLM and all of these different groups, the blood is on their hands. Yeah. The fires are on their hands.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Giving millions of
Goldman Sachs, Coca-Cola, McDonald's.
All of corporate America.
Yeah, the biggest companies in the world. And they're inciting this. They're encouraging this. They're saying this is the correct behavior. And, I mean, again, imagine any other political group on the right or conservative or slight, you know, whatever, that would do one-tenth of what they have done in their name. It would just never end in the media. It would be just a relentless flood of, like, demanding heads to roll, basically. Yep. And now it's just, it's fine, whatever, it's okay. Anyway, let me do a couple of these here before we end up too far behind. Let me see here. What I lost my place here. I don't like that. I don't like when DLive pushes me back down here.
Let
me see
here. Oh, I just like it too.
That one we did. I think we did that one last. Lady Mjolnir was the last one, I believe. Yeah, Draconian Gimp of Death with a diamond says, media equals meditation. Media equals mediation. The most prime parasitic position. There you go. Chris Tuss Victory with the diamond says, thank you all for doing, for all that you do. I'm praying for Red Eyes and Jason always. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Max Headroom with a diamond says, hey, Lana, I remember when PDX, is that Portland, the international airport, was nice.
I do.
PDX is or it, Portland
it's
overall.
It's not nice anymore. I haven't been there for a while, so I remember how nice it used to be.
Now you're shot in the middle of the street if you have the wrong political opinions. How about that? Fledgling with the diamond says, live by the sword, die by the sword. Fledgling again with the diamond says, Reinhold reaped what he sowed. You can't. I don't think you can argue with that too much. Jaffas with a diamond says, have you all had your Pop-Tart today? Have you all had your Pop-Tart today?
Is that code for something?
I'm missing something here.
Probably code for something. I wouldn't eat that poison
anyhow. I'd say,
I wouldn't
either. So I'd say, Maybe.
That's a great answer. Maybe. But the end of the day is not over, right?
That's right. I might still do it, but if it's bad, I won't. Space Cowboy with a diamond says, got here late, was at the range. When did you start? We started at 5 p.m. Eastern. Not sure what time's in. We've been going for about an hour. But of course, you can just go back in the archives, replay on DLive. Or redice.tv or redicemembers.com all has all that. Or a BitChute channel, library, good stuff like that. Tawny Madame with a diamond says, buy Visa gift cards to make edgy online purchases. So does that work? I guess they can't control that.
Yeah, it's true. You buy it and then you could cash it. They can't see what it is that you buy.
Oh, okay. That's true. Good tip there, Tawny. Thank you. Lala Duty, I think it is, with a diamond says, send cryptocurrency or silver and gold bullion, ? Yes, I mean, absolutely. This is why I think that there will be a use case for digital currencies.
Right. Oh, yeah,
and which are, of course, I should preface that, not controlled, obviously, by the banking. Like, don't go to Ripple, XRP, or anything like that, which is controlled by the banking establishment, but things that actually is outside of centralized control. That's why I like the decentralized idea. I know some people are critical, and they think, you know, Bitcoin or any of those other currencies, they're like, that's the future digital currency of choice. But I don't know. I still think they're going to come up with something else to replace it. At least for now, I think there's a use case.
And also, don't use Coinbase because they ban people. And I don't trust them anyway. I mean, what information they're giving, you know, to the government and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely not do them. All right, Mr. Noseberg, I see gifts 5 one-month subscriptions. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg.
Thank you. By the way, he sent an email and asked if he can restream some Red Ice interviews.
Sure.
Hour one, so.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. I saw that. I was going to write you back.
So we had Northfolk, Sticks Rectum Jammer, 666, Mr. No, Metas, and Dixon Uranus, who got those one-month subs. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. Nordic Prince with a Ninja Gini says Red Ice and No White Gill.
That's why I make him read these because
I'm trying to move fast here. Nordic Prince with a Ninja Gini says Red Ice and No White Gill. Thank you all for caring for us. You're welcome and thank you for your support because we can't do it without you guys. Thank you. And stuff like that with a Dama says best parts to live in U.S. Idaho for example ? Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad place. I think
West Virginia definitely stand out as a lot of conservatives.
What else? Going to, what other areas? It's
Dakotas, I hear.
Yeah, that's
Dakotas,
right.
North and South Dakota.
Is it virtually the same? Is it a big difference between? I know nothing about the Dakotas. Big difference between South and or North?
A little bit of the terrain, right?
I'm saying like as a one is super liberal and the other one is conservative or whatever.
I mean, they're both
like
conservative.
I think so. Probably South Dakota, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. But be aware, though, again, with Biden and Harris, they get into office in the Biden plan and they'll be moving Section 8 housing to every suburban community.
Yeah,
that's right.
So especially, I guarantee you, they've gone around the country. They've noted
the
whitest areas. Yeah. Yeah. And those will be the places where they put them first. And what is it about these? And now we can see with what's going on in all these cities. These are shock troops wherever they need them. 2 blocks from where your house, 2 miles from where you live, 2 miles from where you do business, wherever it might be, these are going to be the shock troops that they want to move into your neighborhoods. That's the reason, make no mistake about it, that they would want to move them down the street from where you live.
Yeah. Total disruption. You can't have nice schools and safe areas and clean towns. No, because that's racist, right? Too many white people in one area living happily and prospering is racist. So we have to shut that down.
They have claimed that when Trump brings this up, the destruction of the suburbs, that they make fun of him and laugh. This is ridiculous kind of thing.
This is actual policy that Obama was pushing.
Yeah, this is back in 2016. One of the last things he did was to force suburbs to be less white and less wealthy.
Yeah.
And
as you they say, were literally looking at zip codes that were too white. Yeah. And that's where we have to have Section 8 housing, and we know what that's code for.
Which is there's no freedom association. There's nothing, nothing. It's incredible. But so this is not some kind of weird thing.
And then it would be our
thing.
Tax dollars that are paying for these people to live for free in your neighborhood while they're wreaking havoc and making life difficult for you and hating you for being white.
It's the predator to prey program. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuts. Thank you for that and stuff like that. Tawny Madame again with a diamond says, you buy them with cash. Smart little housewife here. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That's a really good tip. I have seen them. I don't think I've ever used one. of those cards. But that's a good tip. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. Nurms, Diamond, no message. Wise Wildfire with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. No message. CSS Hanley with a Diamond says Coinbase Alternatives. And he lists it. Binance, Kraken. Binance is actually pretty good. And these days you can buy, I think you're straight through Binance. You don't have to go to an what they call an on/off ramp, like Coinbase and stuff like that. But yeah, I think Binance is good. Kraken, what is it?
Gemini.
A while ago, Gemini. There's a couple of
there's another other one ones that I heard about. Is it Mr. Coin or something in Europe and the UK that a lot of people are using? I think it's called.
Yeah. We could do a little list, but there's many options out there. Just basically at this point, just avoid Coinbase. Don't support them. Thank you, Kingur with a Diamond. No message. Wise Wildfire again with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. No message. Jesus, one of those usernames here again. Snickende Ultepe, I think it is, if I pronounce that right. And yes, I see the message is, I think it's Danish, Norwegian, maybe. That's why. Yeah. So anyway, with a Diamond. He says, love your work. Kjør på. Love from Norway. Thank you.
Nice.
Good to see you from Norway. Takk for Norge. Tony with a Diamond. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, got dumped upon with Somalis.
Sioux Falls. Also, Idaho, the southern parts of Idaho, they're doing the same thing.
Maine, yeah. Right? Maine.
But even in Portland is super liberal. Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
But even they are like, nope, no more. We have no room. Because they were full in the homeless shelters, just dumping these refugees in the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Well, they'll do to us what they're doing in the UK. They'll just make us pay for them to stay in 5-star hotels.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Tax dollars to go to that.
It is nuts, which shows that the most prioritized agenda is the replacement agenda. That's it. It's the highest on the list. Edsley Wzeski. sorry for butchering your name. It's hard sometimes on the fly.
Yes.
Text is so small too on the screen. Anyway, Diamond from Ed. I'll just call you Ed for short. Thank you so much for that. No message. Angry meat sack for 1488.
Meat
says,
bag. I haven't heard that one.
Says with a meat sack. Yeah, with meat a diamond. Sack. Says much appreciation from Canada. Thanks again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for support. Ed again with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Michael. Diamond, no message. Gunder with a diamond says, is the Schwarzenegger meme of Kyle? Is the Schwarzenegger meme of Kyle?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that.
I must have missed that. I'll look it up. Sorry for missing that. Toys for Thoughts with a diamond says, has Red Ice membership been skyrocketing lately? Not really. We occasionally get some boosts here and there, but not completely out of control, which would be nice, of course. But yeah, if you haven't signed up, go sign up because it does help us out.
Yes.
All right.
A couple more, sorry. Glenn the Chinaman.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Don't subscribe to Netflix, subscribe to Weekend Warrior.
Thank you, Glenn. Yes.
Our favorite Chinaman.
Thank you, Glenn.
Jake says, the vegans that write mean books about Lana should go a little easier on her considering how much of her sweat and time and labor goes towards feeding groundhogs from miles away. Hey, let's get one of those little fatties in studio as a mascot. It's funny because when he came over, one of the first thing he saw was the groundhog in the backyard.
He was back.
It's a smaller one. It's like a teenage one because there's been a whole family. And they just procreate.
don't let her mislead you. It was the size of a Rottweiler, and it chased me across the front yard.
So they don't eat tomatoes and the sweet peppers that we have. So those are still growing just fine. They're doing really well, but they eat everything else.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
And then Brad Grimba, Freedom Shekels. Thank you so much.
Good to see you, Brad. Thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, Brad. Okay, quickly, just want to mention these two, and then we'll dive into some of the Biden stuff here. But yeah, again, no surprise here, obviously, but Facebook deletes Congressman Clay Higgins' post, considered it a threat of violence, and basically was like, let me just read, find the right space here. Congressman Clay Higgins of Louisiana posting on Facebook in response to reports that armed participants in riots might show up in his neck of the woods.
Higgins said they would be
considered a threat and consequently eliminated as such, regardless of their race, color, or ideology. And so you can call for people to show up to take care of an issue, but then you say they should be eliminated. No, that's a threat. That's a threat of violence. Facebook deletes this. No surprise. But
just
I saw
get
it
off Facebook. It's always Facebook. More of that later too in Australia. How women are being arrested for Facebook posts.
Oh my gosh!
Congressman,
it's outrageous.
Congressman. Politicians getting
like
out a message to their people.
An elected official.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Crying out loud.
And this one too is interesting. I want you guys to take on this here. UK BLM leader banned from Twitter.
I'm really surprised by that.
But even some of her detractors think she shouldn't have been censored. I actually agree with that. This is what she said. The white man will not be our equal, but our slave. History is changing. No justice, no peace.
I think they banned her because she's revealing too much of their agenda too fast, right? Like, they want that, but hold on. We can't let them know that, actually. Okay?
Someone said...
It's about equality.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
It really just gets in the way of an anti-white's ability to victimize us and our civilization, because people, obviously, our brothers and sisters are going to hear, what? Slaves of them? You know, and then they're going to put up our guard, and that's what they don't want. That's why they don't like when you tell them. What was it, 2 weeks ago, I had a young lady on Instagram reach out to me, and she was furious over the fact that my name is No White Guilt. And she said in this message, you should feel guilt, you should. Why do I need to feel guilt? So that I lower my defenses, and then she can victimize me, the anti-white kid. So with this kind of thing going out there, I love it. They should have left it up. We should share it broadly. And this kind of thing going up causes white people to say, well, hold on, maybe I should defend myself. Maybe I shouldn't continue to allow these anti-whites to victimize me and my family.
Yeah,
that was exactly. One of the replies here. Sasha Johnson, which I guess was her name, should not be banned from Twitter. Her tweet about white men being being slaves was brilliant. It enabled everyone to see the hate at the very top of the BLM UK movement. That's why free speech is so bloody brilliant. We should not censor anyone. And I agree. I mean, it's like, isn't it better that it's out there for people to actually see? We would know the truth at least. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway.
Biden.
Oh, should we go into Biden a little bit?
By
here?
The way, he did fart in this one too. I did retweet one right when he's talking about it was a black man that really invented the light bulb. There was a fart sound. I think it was like 14 seconds in that people honed in on, and everyone was like, "How appropriate is that?"
Let's listen to this. Here.
Go ahead, Jason. No, just to say the symphony of lies. The symphony of life. At least he was playing the horn.
He cut the cheese. All right, here we go.
We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy in medicine. Okay? There's so much. Did anybody know before what recently happened?
What?
That Black Wall Street in Oklahoma was burned to the ground.
Black Wall Street recently burned down.
Anybody know these things?
He's just trying hard to get the black vote. He'll even lie about the light bulb, about some obscure black figure who did something. You know, no, it was a team of white guys, okay, that were central and the main role of inventing discovering electricity, inventing the light bulb. Like, you're not going to get out of this one. This is a lie.
I think it's interesting, though, that it's like it's beginning to kind of descend into this really, for a long time, this was like conspiracy theories, and it was like an underground movement on the internet. They're like, here's the real kind of history. But this is now wheeled out on the forefront. With presidential candidates, they're pushing
revisionist history that's anti-white. So white people didn't actually invent or create anything. In fact, they don't even exist. So when we kill them, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That's what they're going to say about South Africa soon enough.
Yeah.
They'll be saying, "Well, there weren't really white people here. It was just a smattering of them." Yeah. And that's so they weren't white erased from South Africa. They weren't white erased from Rhodesia. There really weren't any here to start
with. Yeah, that's right. Yep. So nothing to worry about. Yeah, I mean, and again, that's the danger with the digital information. You can go back, you can edit anything, take anything out, pull anything out in an instant. And it will be like it was, Orwell called it memory hold, right? Memory holding, nothing left.
And it's also about constantly trying to crush down, white supremacy, that white people have done anything great and brought anything to the world. No, they have to destroy that notion because white people might think that they're better than someone else because their ancestors created and did all these things.
Yes, and you can't
even though they shared it with the world. Right?
Precisely. We shared it entirely with the world. And if you have no dignity, if your people has no dignity, which is what we have, and that's one of the main things that they hate about Western kind, anti-whites, whether white or non-white, that they hate is that we have this great dignity that is conferred onto us by these great accomplishments, by our most deepest thinkers and warriors and doctors and the like. And we know then that we can stand on their shoulders. We know that their blood is in our veins. We know that we can do the same things that they did. They want to deprive us of that because they know the value of it. We should try to put the arguments that anti-whites make side by side, where they say when it comes to non-white people, they'll say, oh, we need Afrocentrism, for example. We need this fictitious history for them, because if they have this grand history, then they'll be able to do great things. They say that deleting the glorious things that we have done and then giving them to someone else. In this case, you know, Biden drunkenly, or I guess we wish he was just drunk. His brain is mad cow disease eating its way through what's left of in the interior of his cranium. Yeah. Talk about dotage. I mean, these guys...
And he's trying so hard to hustle. The black vote is unreal. And what is the percentage?
But there are things in his record, right, that will be used against him. I mean,
1970s based Joe. He was really hard on. He established law and order, right? He put into practice. Well, he was against busing. But also putting into effect basically policy that has led to the mass incarceration of brown and black people. The very thing that BLM is protesting against today, while they're supporting Biden. Well, he was a guy who had a central role in putting
that into change. It's better. He's changed.
He's repented, and now he wants to replace white people.
A quick reflection on this idea, too, that it's like, you know, if there is any unbalance anywhere in the system, we know it's not about equality. In a way, I would actually be for equality, but it's about equity, right? That if something has is higher on the ranking or there's more inventions by white people or whatever, then you have to resort to revisionist conspiracy theories to equalize these things.
It will
equalize, but then it will go in the other direction.
Precisely. Right? Yeah. Is it a beautiful segue to what he's trying to do with the Biden plan?
Which one was that? What's that? This one here?
I don't know.
Talk about that a little bit. That's right.
Well, I mean, one of the things that they want to do and will do with the Biden plan, if Biden and Harris were elected, we would rather have Beelzebub and Lucifer up there, but if they were, the Biden plan would be implemented. And make no mistake that he'll have no problem writing executive orders that the judges won't be knocking down like they do with Trump. But they want equality of outcome when it comes to punishment and the interpretation of crimes, beginning at high school. And they call this the pathway to the prison from the school to the prisons. So in other words, what will end up happening is the interpretation of what is illegal or wrong or immoral or an infringement of something at school will be lowered for non-white students and raised for white students, so that you can end up with an equality of outcome and no calling law enforcement for crimes committed in the high school. What will end up happening in those places where these children know, and of course the ones who would commit terrible acts are animals, but what will happen there when they know they have carte blanche to do whatever they want? There isn't, because no more prison pipeline that they refer to it as. So this would be at the educational level and also on a national level when it comes to prisons. They look at the prisons and they say, well, there are too many non-white people in the prisons now. So they're going to have to look, how are they going to equalize that? The only way they can equalize that is to free a bunch of the non-white criminals
and then arrest white women for Facebook posts.
Precisely. And that's a beautiful segue, right? These people are professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is nuts. Hey, I quickly wanted to show this guy's here, too. This is just crazy, right? The headline, Russia will attempt to interfere in 2020 elections via Biden's mental... In other
what
words,
a joke.
If you try to claim that there's any issue with Biden's mental state... You are buying Russian propaganda and interference.
Oh, my God. Like, what Russians are even talking? It's just, it's amazing. You would have to be blind to not see how this guy has dementia. Like, everybody talks about it. People who don't even listen to Russians or Russian media.
All right, I'm going
to
play this here.
Listeners learning that a warning about Russian dirty tricks was pulled 2 days before it was set to go out to law enforcement.
Dirty tricks? Oh, no. What is Russia doing this time?
Russian malign influence axes are likely to continue denigrating presidential candidates through allegations of poor mental or physical health to influence the outcome of the 2020
just
election.
Just like Hillary had, right?
Gee, doesn't that sound an awful lot like what American media has been doing for the past several months?
There are some questions this morning about President Trump's health.
The question of Biden's mental health will continue to be analyzed by the media.
Frankly, it is even hard to watch. The confusion, the inability to finish thoughts, the never-ending
it's
daily
hilarious.
Gas.
I love it.
These speculations come out of thin air, or perhaps out of Biden's mouth.
We tried it in Iraq. It's not working. So now we're going to try, in Iran. Excuse me.
One more time.
COVID has taken this year.
Come on,
just
Grandpa.
Since the outbreak, it's taken
more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's when you think about it.
I'm very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Some American media outlets have even suggested Joe Biden may not be able to finish out his four-year term. The main advocate of the idea,
they don't care about that. He's just a puppet.
Not all there, seems to be U.S. President Donald Trump. He has suggested that Biden take cognitive tests on multiple occasions.
I think he's the weakest mentally. I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here.
Joe Biden has an obligation to take a test.
Now, Donald Trump's health has also been in the media spotlight, with rumors circulating that Trump had a mini stroke. Now, his doctor denies this, as does the president. Now, one has to admit that the president of the United States does not always sound like the most stable genius.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings.
1.87 million tests today, so that's 1,870,000 tests. Think of that, 1,870,000.
Sometimes people screw up. In his case, he does it all the time.
Now, Trump and Biden have both set records. Trump is the oldest person to have ever been elected president.
Really?
And if Joe Biden defeats him this November, Biden will beat that record as well.
It'll be weekend at Bernie's, Henry.
Bernie will be part of it.
And Kamala will get a backdoor in there, too. She'll just, boss him around and tell him what to
funny.
Say.
Yes.
I think that might be part of it, actually.
And she's not mistaken. I mean, she's rabid. She's a sponsor or the main sponsor on almost every single one of these rabidly anti-white bills. And there's a record number going through the federal government right now of bills that are specifically speaking to race.
Yeah.
That are specifically designed to inflict harm on us and benefit non-whites.
Racially based communism. Well,
we saw that. Did you follow any of the Rufo, the guy who's exposed to Sandia Labs and DHS and all the documentation and stuff? Yeah.
They're
trying
camps.
To get that to Trump to make sure that they stop that madness because it's all anti-white.
It's federal tax dollars. Funding ideas that will destroy us.
Yeah. Right. Precisely.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Being forced to pay for it. He can absolutely sign Trump an executive order to put an end to it immediately.
Yeah.
Which is what he should do.
Yeah.
And that would be such a big step to recapturing our destiny.
I so hope that Trump gets to debate Biden.
Oh, so do I.
The debates
would
be hilarious.
We have to do a live stream for that.
Yeah, of course.
And just have lots of popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know,
it'll be
it's going to be a blast.
I mean, I know with Pelosi recently
said he might have a heart attack on stage.
He might fart.
Brain fart, for sure.
Both, for sure.
Pelosi said don't debate him. It's beneath the office or something like that, she said. Anyway, here's one more. I haven't seen this one yet.
Another one.
Check it out.
And stop your boast about never being seemed at what you can do anything. You always talk about your ability to negotiate. Negotiate a deal. A deal for somebody other than yourself. Now I'm happy to take questions you may have. I guess staff's going to call on whoever. Fire away.
I can't call on people.
Totally organic.
Yeah.
Staff going to.
And you know, he goes off record and screws up. They probably write stuff for him and he forgets that he's supposed to read that teleprompter or something. I mean, this is like, what did he just say? Every time I listen, I'm like, what the hell did that guy just say? You know?
Yeah.
He literally says nothing.
How can he be this bad when the teleprompter is telling him? He's just reading.
Yeah, right.
And the questions are scripted and the answers are scripted.
Yeah.
No. And how can he just not read that? He just decides to, if this was your grandfather, you wouldn't let him take your child to the ice cream store. I mean, you wouldn't put him in charge of anything. Would you let him watch your pets?
No, that's what's so amazing. No. Like, this is who they've got. Really?
I think there's, I don't know. I mean, they've wheeled out the worst people possible, basically. Kamala, her record and stuff, too. It's like, I don't know. I still think that they're going to push some gay op at on the election itself.
Yeah, fraud.
Whether it's the mail-in voting issue or that they're not going to be counted in time and they're going to basically try to say that. No, they're talking about the red mirage now. It will seem initially that Trump is winning in a landslide victory, but then weeks, possibly, who knows, much later, all the mail-in voting will come and it will over Trump.
All these dead people will be voting.
Yeah. Right, the dead cats and everything.
Or as many Chinamen as they need to vote.
anybody that, I mean, they just fake it. They just fake it.
They've got a billion votes for Biden from China.
There you go.
Exactly. It's over.
There you go. In fact, wasn't that one of the propositions?
Alex Jones will run with that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Remember, anybody should be able to vote for the American president because it's so influential globally?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Anyway, I didn't see this one yet.
I did. And it's like, well, yeah, of course they should be running on this. And we can give them much better tips if they really wanted to win this election. But I don't know, we'll check out this campaign.
Ben Whedon,
it's kind
says
of a no-brainer.
The GOP is growing a spine.
Kind of.
All right.
Another night of violent protests.
Violent protests are continuing across the country.
Let's get one thing straight. Bringing Molotov cocktails to public gatherings is not a peaceful protest.
Democrats invited it.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet, you're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Democrats encouraged it.
When they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
Get up in the
face. They didn't even take the worst
of
what that guy said about killing
you
white people.
You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
It's Molotov cocktails and loaded rifle magazines and arson and assault and laser beams blinding police officers.
The crowd turned on us. It was clear it was organized, and then a mob descended on us.
It's no wonder people are taken to the streets, and I support them.
They're literally walking up and down the street, breaking every window they see.
Violent anarchists have broken windows, destroyed fencing, graffitied buildings.
The vast majority of the protests have been peaceful.
Exercising your right to peacefully protest.
Let's get one thing straight. The riots are not peaceful protests.
Police were ambushed.
A couple of bricks, there were a number of officers hurt.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
An elderly couple targeted because of their political views.
White. Democrats pulled them out.
New questions about who the Minnesota Freedom Fund is bailing out.
Joe Biden's own staff contributed to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. That fund offered bail to serial rapists, murderers, and other violent criminals who are now back on the street. Kamala Harris encouraged her followers to contribute to the Minnesota Freedom Fund.
And if Democrats take the Senate, they'll answer to the mob.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day, and they should not.
These mass protesters are destroying anything they see.
The violence and the vandalism are not peaceful protests.
Say no to the mob.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You won't know what hit you.
So clearly, obviously, they would be total morons if they didn't focus
they didn't
in on the constant violence that's happening.
Right.
And there's so much more that we could add in there. Maybe we should do a reel and do our own little spiel here because it's just so out of control.
It is out of control. And I mean, I don't see the you know, like the GOP machine is part of this as well, obviously. I mean, it's not the solution to everything, but it's so bad on the other side now, on the Democrat side, the far left liberal side, that like if some of these governors and what are they called? Mayors, thank you. Mayors, exactly, in Democratic cities and stuff like that. Like if some of them are not voted out now, there's nothing that's going to ever get them out.
Right.
You know, because it's been such insanity and such completely over the top with like supporting this the riots and the violence and the killings and shit like that. So, I mean, I'm glad that they're, you know, playing on this, and hopefully they will actually start doing something about it too, you know?
I think a lot of Trump supporters and people on the right are going to be motivated to go out and vote, actually, because of this. And I don't think they're going to be as motivated on the left to be able to rally people for Biden, because he's just an old white guy.
Right. Exactly. You
know? I know, that's why they're trying to hope that Kamala's there, that people will come and vote because there's a partially black woman running. Indian. Tamil Tiger, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, let me do a couple of these real quick here. Space Cowboy with a diamond says, none will rule over us, period. We will win. Thank you for that. Wise Wildfire with a Ninjagini, no message. Thank you, Space Cowboy, again with a diamond says, world history is white history. POC are jealous. Thank you, Space Cowboy, for that. And another one from Space Cowboy says, POC commit more crimes. Surprised they are arrested. Thank you for that. Max Headroom with a diamond says, prove blacks invented the bulb. I will teach it in AP. Where's that? AP. Thanks. You guys know that? AP. Sorry, AP. I missed the abbreviation there. But thank you, Max Headroom. JK160 with a diamond says, love the show. Well, thank you. Ed Slievsky, I think it is, again with a diamond. Thank you. Simon Coates with the diamond says Biden should be in a care home, not the White House. There you go. Wise Wildfire with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. No message. McCooley with a Ninjagini as well. Thank you. No message. Actually, another one in two of them in a row from McCooley. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. Angry Meat Sack again with a diamond says Biden is just a useless old meat sack. Is that so? Well, there you go. Bandits yes. with a diamond says keep up the great work. Well, thank you. Boogaloo Champion joins us in the chat here. Good. With the Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Says this is one of the. This one is for the love of my life, whom I miss dearly. Hail Red Ice, No White Guilt, and the chat. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Very kind of you. A couple of more here. Shooting Utah with the diamond says, riots plus Dems plus censorship seems to be waking people up. It kind of is, isn't it, in a way?
Yes.
That's why I think as normie tier as these elections are and you know, everything, it is going to be interesting to see just how much you know, that they have overstepped their boundaries to get normal people to just wake up and ask, like, what the hell is going on here? Yeah. Like, this is, we can't live like this.
Hey,
right?
People are now talking about Antifa, Marxism, cultural Marxism, anti-whiteness. We hear these terms flying around now more than ever, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it has been brought on by these things.
Indeed. JK160, last one here, and then we'll move on to some other topics. With a diamond says, if Biden wins, illegals will be voting next election. Well, absolutely. And they do already, right? Anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they already do.
They do. All right. Yeah, this one I saw. I thought that this was funny. We make jokes about like the about what about the food when it comes we have to open our borders because you have
because I need a taco
food.
Because right. Spaniards didn't make tacos ever.
Yes,
but I guess it's a slightly new twist to this. We're basically they're trying to argue, and I remember Sweden pushed this as well. That some of the most you know iconic food
it's
associated with the country is all by immigrants.
It's all by
like
other
that, right?
people.
Yeah.
So this is. Sure. Do you remember this guy, Lana? Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
We talked about him. He was the one who proposed that he was going to take in refugees into his own home.
Exactly,
right?
Because he was pressured by some people on the right. Like, well, how many refugees are you taking into your house?
He's an ex-footballer, wealthy ex-footballer.
Oh, mansion.
Yeah. So he's like, Lineker, okay, I'll take some into my house. We'll see about that. He probably just said it at the time, and it's not going to actually happen.
Right? Yeah.
You guys want to see it?
Yep.
Go for it.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without fish and chips, a national institution, a culinary delight.
But Britain
Oi,
doesn't
Gary,
exist, man.
Have you ever thought about where I actually come from?
Well,
I
suppose
Please
not.
Blow our minds.
You've got refugees to thank for me.
How come?
Well, as it happens, I'm a bit Spanish, a bit Portuguese. 16th century Jewish refugees brought me over.
Oh, my gosh. History. We came over with French refugees, Protestants, I believe.
Settled in the East End after we were chased out of France.
Oh my God!
Because potatoes and chips. Like, oh my God! They never could have made
fish
that.
Yeah.
I'll pause there.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, potatoes, it's easy to grow there, okay?
Yeah.
And then, like, there's lots of fish in the water. Like, they weren't going to figure out
but
eating potatoes and fish.
The potato is a result of colonialism. They went to South America to pick up the crop, right? So, I mean, it's, again, who built those ships and sent it over.
But there are no, everything's relatives. There are no origins for things unless it's in a body of non-white people. Then it has a terminating spot
Origin
and a creation
point.
Spot.
And it's indigenous.
And it's indigenous. And I just figured all of this out with this commercial right now. The argument that they're making, the commercial itself and Biden's together. We just have to be on PCP, and then it all makes sense.
Pretty much.
It's a fry talking to you, telling you about your
how
it's all borrowed heritage.
If you're using PCP, Biden is eloquent.
That's true. It's true. I believe you're right.
He's making some deep thoughts.
All right, let me wrap up this clip here. 30 seconds.
Together back in the 1860s.
It's true. A guy called Joseph Malin opened the nation's first ever fish and chip shop.
What a history.
Victory,
like,
Gary.
Okay, other Europeans.
Minus
the Jews.
Nope.
Well, there you go.
What are you doing?
Britain wouldn't be Britain. Uh-uh.
There you go.
Refugees.
That's right.
No,
so
no, no.
So because of the food, we have to open up our
borders.
We can't have any kind of self-awareness when it comes to the replacement levels. And
well,
it's
we
funny
can
they,
flip that to all these non-white countries that use things that European people invented. Your whole, everything, exactly.
Computers.
Everything you use.
But you can,
if it's my video, it's going to come out. You need to decolonize your life then.
Oh, right.
You know, because all your culture is borrowed. Everything is borrowed. And then what do you
But what about the hamburger and the pizza? The same thing could be argued there then. It's the Europeans' right to come to another country anywhere in the world if they're selling burgers and pizza, right?
That's right.
And those countries don't actually exist then because
They've got they're eating hamburgers.
Exactly. That's right. Anyway, so this is from the International Rescue Committee UK. We've talked about this organization in the past. One of the, maybe chat can help me out, the two brothers, one of them were from the Liberal Party, one of the other guy was basically caught selling weapons and stuff. He's heading up this group now. Oh, maybe it's chat. Someone in the UK knows who I'm talking about. I forget their names now. Ed and, anyway, it bothers me. Ed, someone will see it in chat. But anyway, completely BS group. And the fact that they put Miliband, thank you, Samikos, Miliband, Ed Miliband, and then the other brother, whatever his name was, he was a disaster. That one of the brothers heading up the Liberal Party, the left wing party in the UK, and his brother, who was caught literally like selling weapons to third world countries and stuff like that, which is like you'd think would be kind of a sensitive issue to like these liberals and stuff.
Yes.
No, hands up on the head of the International Rescue Committee to push, to push their propaganda and objectives and stuff like that. So. All right, incredible stuff.
Let's get to the COVID stuff because this is
Is it COVID next?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Farage had retweeted it here just from a couple of days ago that it was record day for illegal channel crossings. Dover Harbor was rammed full, and 28 people landing at Chesapeake.
And what's the conservative government doing about it?
Precisely.
Public anger is growing, and rightly so. So they're going and picking up people. More boats here. This footage is from Shakespeare Beach, Dover. Shocking, he says. So that's been happening. So the point is, harking back to the clip. Shut up, because your fish and chips is not your own.
Now, what would happen if like a pack of white American dudes did that? You guys cruised in on a boat and just on the shore and like, all right, we're here. You know, hook us up. Yeah. Like, put us in a hotel, give us food. Like. You know?
Well, in the past we showed up and then we built civilization. Yeah. We decreased their infant mortality by tens of thousands fold. We gave law and order and religion and morality, all of these things, protected their most innocent and vulnerable members of their communities who were just preyed upon by their most strong and most savage members. That's what happened when the white guys showed up on the beaches.
Gang rape, man.
That civilization was already there.
Yeah, right.
But today, if you guys just showed up and are like, okay, I want to be English. Anyone can be English these days, right? I mean, English don't really exist anyway. You know, police would come and arrest you.
Oh,
you would
my
be
gosh.
Deported, like all of that. We know.
Let me do a couple that of question. These. Yeah, it's true. Let me see here. Which are we? This one. Tana Madame with the Dama says, are white more afflicted with autism? She asks. I have no idea. I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
Not sure. Renounce. And I think she follows up on that later.
A lot of people haven't been
says,
to the third
I'm world. Referring to the real autism, not cybersperms. By the way, I don't know, actually. I don't know what the numbers are. They could be interesting to look at, but yeah.
I don't think so. We just see the West all the time, so that's what we're familiar with. But if you go to the third world, you'll see a lot of problems.
Yeah. I mean, there is some evidence that it's kind of associated more with modern things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the brain development, and maybe there's a chemical faction to, or a part of it at least. Mm-hmm. So maybe it would be more developed in the West if that's the root cause. Anyway, renunciate with a diamond says, please stay home November 4th. Keep kids home. We did that one. Millennial Honky with a Ninjagini, thank you. Says, oy vey, the goyim no. That's right. Decoder with a diamond says, Swedish meatballs are under threat as well. Yeah, that's what I was kind of referring to. This, like, we get that all the time. Well, they're not really Swedish. They were Italian, and this people brought this in, and therefore you can't exist as a people.
Yeah,
because your food is not. I mean,
and Vikings were really blacks and Muslims.
Of course. Our Viking ancestors. Remember the screenshot, the meme? Black Philip with a diamond says, so sick of meh food argument.
Yeah,
everyone
exactly.
is so fat.
The food.
What about the food? RoboThink. And it's like, because you can't have recipes.
This
and
is what I was,
restaurants and whatever. Like,
I would much rather have, what did I say a couple of years ago on a stream? I'd rather have Swedish women feeding me my kebabs than somebody from the Middle East. I mean, let's just be realistic. Are they actually arguing that somehow these non-white people they have some sort of genetic inclination to be able to produce their food better?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Because then they're going into a realm of argumentation that they probably don't want to enter.
Right. Yeah.
And I find any time European people do foreign ethnic foods, it's actually cleaner and tastes better.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Robothink with a diamond. No message. Thank you. Robothink again. Second one. Thank you. No message. XO with a diamond says Red Ice 2020. How about that? Thank you. Knights Templar with a diamond says Would Britain be Britain without usurious banks? Well, exactly. You can. The argument is whatever, like negative, whatever infliction is associated with the country would make it void or that it doesn't exist or something. All right, let me do a couple of more here. Let's see, Boogaloo Champion with a Ninjagini says, Minnesota Freedom Fund is run by you know who. Yeah, well, didn't we talk about that?
I thought we did a while back. Huh?
I think we covered that story. I actually forgot some of the details of it now, but there was a guy who had, he had swindled a lot of money to or something.
Oh, yeah, tons.
It was a young Jewish guy, I think, out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I have to look into the details, but I think you're right, Boogaloo, there. Potato Pancake with a diamond says, no 155th SF Caledonia Club Scottish Games.
Okay.
You lost me.
Too esoteric for me here. It's a sad face, three dots, and then it says, no 155th SF Caledonia Club Scottish Games. It's got to be a football reference, right? The games? Sorry for completely missing that potato game.
Yeah.
But I think it's a football reference. Anyway, thank you. I tried, okay? Mm-hmm. NJake75 with a diamond. Welcome back, N-persons. Well, thank you. Space Cowboy. And it says N-persons, by the way. Space Cowboy 14 says, what was it? There was some funny... Was it gingers or something? You can toss the number, the letters around.
Oh, yeah.
Space Cowboy with a diamond says, would rather eat... saltines than having diversity. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
We have such horrible food in the West that's native too, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, in America, there was, like, talk about Mexican food and stuff. Like, you need 30 million Mexicans in your country to make a taco.
Yeah.
Or something, you know? Like,
Situation Monitor gifts a one-month sub to Gabe Blackman. Thank you for that. Sorry, you were cutting off.
I just thought hit me. At all these Italian and French restaurants I go to, I see a lot of Mexicans doing the cooking. And so does that interfere with the whole food argument? You know?
No, because as long as it's anti-white, it's in the right direction. That's all you have to think about. Just don't question it. Don't ask about it and just obey.
Before the lockdown, there was this German place. I was like, oh, we should go there and try it. You know, after the lockdown, there was no more German place. And you know what it was replaced with?
What?
A Vietnamese place.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the Korean or something.
And they probably got some special, you know, money to start up a business.
Of course. Yes, they absolutely do.
One of the only few, like, European ethnic foods, and they're gone.
Yeah.
Which is objective achieved, COVID-wise. Yeah. Cornered Space Alien. Thank you. With the diamond says, formerly known as and stuff like that. Well, there you go. I'll weigh that name there, which is bad. Nordic Prince with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Very kind of you. It says, we stand for our family and our heritage and moral beliefs. No, and then goddamn D-Live bumped me up. Says, no compromise. Well, there you go. Thank you, Nordic Prince. I agree. GMM, 1972. Diamond, no message. Tawny again with the diamond says, I'd never serve mud cookies to my fellow.
Mud cookies.
That was actually a thing, right? Wasn't it? Mud cakes or something in
India.
I think it was an African country. It was some starvation thing, I think, or something. It was serving mud cakes. I don't know. But yeah, anyway. Deconstruct the diamond says, we have the damned recipes now. Billy Connor. Billy Connolly.
It's not that hard to look things up.
Exactly. And again, Cornered Space Alien with a diamond says all celebrities paid to see their nonsense. I guess they did, right? Didn't they? All right, let's dive into the COVID thing here. Right then, this is an incredible clip.
And I primarily see white people being attacked by cops for not having masks.
Yeah.
I mean, and we've even seen in America, like, sure, there's been some blacks, but we've even seen in America, like in Oregon, they were like, hands off people of color about harassing them about masks because it's singling them out. It's discrimination. We do actually see that, like states talking about that. Meanwhile, this is how white guys are treated for not wearing a face diaper.
This is crazy. Yeah. I think it's in the UK. I don't think it's Australia, right? It's UK.
He's probably coming home from some really tough job, just a normal working class guy. He just wants to go home
just keep this in mind as you're watching that. Total hands off for people who riot and burn things down, violently attack people. But this is what the chasing old ladies who did a Facebook post. And and this is the kind of stuff that the police are doing.
And these are not the kind of police we like in Defend here.
No. Right. Anyway, check this out.
Underline health conditions, you don't have to wear a mask. Underline health conditions.
I do not have to wear a mask. I need to end of, and you do not have to challenge me either. It's against the law to challenge me.
I'm not going to argue anymore.
Yeah, it's against the law to challenge me as well.
Chad, which dialect is that? Give me a reference name. I was curious.
I'm not getting off.
Come on, Devin.
Oh, Liverpool. Yeah, let's say he's not real English. He's from Liverpool. Anyway, here we go. It's nothing to laugh at.
What do you think you're grabbing? Hey, who are you grabbing? Who the fuck are you grabbing?
It's crazy.
Get off me. Get off the train. I've told you. No. Now get off me.
This is police brutality right here.
Now get off me. Now you've been told. Get the fuck off.
This is the heightened law we were just talking about earlier in the show, midway in the show.
Yep.
So white people, the law is going to be dilated so they can achieve the equal outcome.
A narco-tyranny.
Medical conditions.
Is Mason, we're getting ready to...
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw him off the train.
Good God.
God.
That is so despicable because he doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah.
What an outrage.
And this is happening constantly.
Yeah.
I'm for every bit of this.
Get off me now.
And then he took his mask off anyways. We're like right contacting him and everything, the police, right?
You're on a power trip here.
It just goes and goes too. It's crazy.
Let go of me.
You let go of me.
They're going to shoot him now?
Yeah.
You're the one
no, they can't there. They just say stop. Stop again.
Or I'll say stop again.
You're a fucking bully.
I told you I don't have to fucking wear one.
Off the train, mate. By law, he doesn't have to. Underlying health conditions.
Get the fuck off me.
Good God.
He just goes on and on.
What the fuck's he doing wrong? Get the fuck off me!
And he can't punch him out because he'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Little hall monitor here.
Yeah. All right, and it ends there. I don't know what happened.
So
I tried to look for more. Like, what happened
so
after this point?
So aggravating. And that guy has to have so much patience to not swing at this guy, you know? Because otherwise he'll be in prison for 2 years.
It's socially, the anti-whites, as they've engineered it for us, there's nothing he can do in defense of himself, no matter how unjust the cop is. But now, if you're non-white, you can murder the police.
Yeah.
Because they're killing them.
Yeah, because you're afraid that they might kill you.
Look at the follow-up here. This is interesting, though. And who knows if this is actually true or made to cover and justify the behavior. But they say here, British Transport Police says, we are aware of this video being shared on social media. Officers were called to reports of a man spitting at two passengers.
They're trying to cover it up.
I mean,
cover it up.
Yeah,
a man has
obvious.
Now been charged with public order offense and assaulting an emergency worker.
The guy was just sitting there. He looked like he was coming home from work and he was tired and just chilling out.
Let's just see the video of him spitting.
Yeah.
These trains are full of video cameras.
Right.
That's right.
CCTV.
Nope.
Yeah.
So and there was witnesses there, and the guy filming was clearly on his side defending him against the cop.
I think it's a cover. Yeah, I think they're lying just to save face. Amazing.
It's disgusting. And this is happening all over Australia. Now, there was a pregnant Aussie woman arrested
all
for
this. All over the West, but
all over the West. Sorry. This is in Australia, but there has been a lot of COVID lockdown protests down there. And they're literally finding people on videos and going to their house and arresting them for being at these protests.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And now even Facebook posts if you're supporting these protests. So here's one of a pregnant Aussie woman being arrested.
My God.
Search warrant, I think, too.
You can show me your search warrant before you go through my house.
You're the occupier or
tenant?
Yeah,
I own his house.
There it is. That's a search warrant.
Search warrant for what?
Now, what I will explain to you is if you want to listen.
Paperwork.
You got your phone going?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right. Now, you're under arrest in relation to incitement.
Incitement?
Oh, yeah. Heretic.
You're not obliged to say or do anything, but anything you say or do may be given in evidence.
Excuse me, incitement for what? What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
Just put your phone down.
Can you, record this? I'm in my pajamas.
What's this?
I had an ultrasound in an hour because
she's pregnant, so...
Stress her out, you know.
What's this about?
If I have an ultrasound in an hour.
Let me finish and I'll explain. It's in relation to a
Shame on you, cop.
Yeah, despicable.
Yeah, and I wasn't breaking any laws by doing
you
that.
You are actually. You are breaking all. That's why I'm arresting you in relation to.
Well, how can you arrest her? That's.
In front of my two children.
Can't you just say to her, take the post down? Like, come on.
I'm happy to delete the post.
Nope. Facebook is yeah. Facebook police.
Yeah,
now.
Always Facebook.
Yeah, always Facebook.
Yeah, that's fine. Goddamn like, boomer.
By the way, the tall cop in the background has been seen in several of these arrest videos for the, oh, these really? Lockdown protests. By the way, people have identified him. Really? He's like, yeah, he just shows up and he's now.
You also have the right to communicate with or to communicate.
Well, he's
with
clearly the muscle.
Right.
Harassing this pregnant woman.
Yeah, this is a bit unfair. Come on, mate. What about she just doesn't do the event? Like, it's not like she's done
this
it.
This is
she made a post.
Psychological abuse.
So and it's a future event that she was trying to promote and put right. on of like yeah. a COVID
go
lockdown
protest the lockdowns. Yeah. Yeah. God. Incitement. Anyway, there's a little bit more here. Let's play it out.
So that's an offense.
Now, search warrant. It titles us, and we're required to seize any computers, any mobile device.
Any computer or digital device in the
house. Oh my God.
Can I just get your badge?
How does this guy feel good about himself going and haranguing this pregnant woman?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Turn up a bit more, sorry. Volume is a bit off here on this one.
This is a lot of stress on her, too. She's pregnant, like, yeah. come on. I'm relaxed. This is just very unfair.
Audio got a bit muffled there. Not sure what's yeah. going on.
Finger
yeah,
on the speaker.
Like,
she's crying.
Crying there, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's
awful.
Ends there, but, yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. This is what white people are getting arrested for.
Yeah.
It's just, it's on for thought crimes. You know, yep. This is a pre-crime. She's yeah. like yeah. planning some
right.
protest.
It is it indeed.
You
it
know?
That's exactly what it infuriates.
She hasn't even done it anything
it's
yet.
Crazy. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Three Victoria
another
police
woman.
Officers questioned the citizens over Facebook posts relating to Dungannon protests.
Get off Facebook.
Hi.
Oh my God.
No. No, I won't. Pardon? Megan. About what? About a Facebook post? About
that's
what,
amazing.
Though?
You can barely hear the cops there, but let's see what she says.
How did you my system? I'm not on the system, though. I don't have any ID. Yeah. Yeah. How did you find me on the system when I don't have any ID? Like, I have no license.
Have ways, lady.
I have no passport.
Your IP,
Big Brother.
How? Can I ask how, though?
I don't know,
because
we're here.
So... Exactly. So I don't think you found me on the system.
I mean, how does this guy go home at night and feel
yeah.
good about his day?
I have,
and,
yeah.
And, like, haranguing women like this. Like,
but,
saving the world.
Everything's been recorded, is it? Okay.
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 So when you see the speech about a Facebook post that you put on a little bit earlier today?
Yep.
About asking people to meet at the park?
I said to go for a walk. I said go to your local park, which is actually allowed. And I said to go for an hour, which is allowed.
Yeah.
So I didn't say
for
to
an
meet
hour.
People.
Oh, the freedom.
Oh, yeah.
She could go out to the park for an hour.
So,
this is your time in the lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Prison. You're right. And yeah. I think it was only 500 deaths or something in Australia from COVID.
And
like,
how many of those are bogus?
And I saw there was another story. Mm. This guy who was hailed as a hero because he went outside in the park without a mask. Like, this is what it's become.
It's incredible.
Sorry, you can
should we keep playing the rest?
Yeah. You can skip
just,
around if you want.
It
but
is
it's
madness.
Just, there's so many of these videos coming. And New Zealand is also really bad, by the way. I hear some stories down there.
Right.
Or you guys can have a look at it. Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I won't because you're live and I don't want to. Just for my own safety, I am live just in case anything happens. So I can't actually show you the post. But if you guys are talking about a post, how did you guys find out about it? Oh, okay. All right.
So that's what we do.
Okay.
Can't quite make that out.
Yeah.
He was in relation to the Dungannon protest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to speak to you about it. What was your reason for putting a post up and what was your intentions in relation to it?
To go for a walk. Yeah.
With a group of people?
No, just me and my son. My son, actually.
Why would you post that on Facebook then?
Because everyone wants to go for a walk. And so people know to go for a walk and that it's allowed.
It's allowed
to go for a walk, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
Man,
but three of you
we're so free.
With how many cop cars? Two. Oh, so you guys need two cop cars for one person and three people.
This is crazy.
That makes a lot of sense.
How do people support this crap?
Yeah.
So Why can't two of you just come and not three? Wow. You only need two.
And then the same people that are screaming about police brutality, they don't say anything about like cops haranguing people in this manner. No. Then the cop's a good cop. He's doing his job right.
Well, and again, this is deep psychological wounding. These people are—they're going to suffer. Their children will suffer. They'll be afraid. I mean, to imagine, think about being afraid of the mafia. This is the government. They can look into everything, and they are looking at everything. And then they show up in an official status and do anything they want to you.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really
gone
dangerous.
Long enough, far enough, right? And actually, I didn't have it here. I was looking for it on Reclaim the Net. I didn't have time to pull it up. But just as a side note, Ireland introduced the COVID passport as well, by the way, proposed. It's an app, basically, but it's just, you know, people. And of course, this is what conspiracy theorists talked about this, you know, 2 months ago. There's no passport coming, and then Ireland just rolls it right out.
Wow.
I'll see if I can find the story.
But isn't
later,
that going to be also attacked for being elitist? Remember, we had heard about, like, the UN was talking about this possibility. No, because then people's feelings will be hurt if they don't have this pass or whatever. You know?
Right.
It's incredible. Yeah. So anyway, this is the source of this, and Dungannon, if that's how I pronounce it, protest police vow to arrest and fine anti-lockdown marchers.
That's what this these women were in relation to.
Did this take part already, or is it upcoming?
I think this is all pre-crime arrests. I don't even think there, I think there has been several protests though, so I'm not 100% positive. But I think this one that you're referring to right there did happen, so they have videos of it, and they're literally going and arresting everyone that they can identify. Everyone. And let me tell you, I lived in Australia for a time. Big Brother, I was surprised, like the Big Brother system and the surveillance and stuff that was there. You think Australia, wild, down under, you know, Crocodile Dundee. No, it's like total Big Brother, New World Order stuff down there.
We covered, of course, one of the Weekend Warrior shows, Lana, just how much anti-lockdown protests and how big they were in Berlin, in London, in a number of other places too. There's actually a lot of people that are coming out for this, which is good to see.
Which is awesome. Illegal protests, but they come out in like 50,000 people, so they can't arrest
them. They can't do anything, All right, crazy, crazy stuff here. Let me see if there's anything. Oh, this one too. GoFundMe deletes fundraiser campaign for British lockdown skeptic Piers Corbyn. People are saying, look, that it's anything you do. Like, I have a GoFundMe to try to fund some of the activity I'm doing. No, you're shut down. People are seeing bias about which campaigns that break the rules that are still allowed to operate. Well, no shit, right? Okay. Anyway, just quick mention on that is like Piers Corbyn. I mean, he's a pretty big name in the UK. All right, which one was this one? Oh, yeah, the vaccine issue. Should we talk about that real quick? Show this clip, and then we'll start wrapping up in a little bit here. But I think this could be worth it. Let's check out this clip.
And good evening. Thanks for being
a bit low.
Tonight, I'm Tom Yamas, in for David. We begin with the coronavirus pandemic and the new letter from the CDC to state health officials urging state vaccine distribution facilities to be prepared for a vaccine by November 1st. Some taking issue with that date just 2 days before the election. The urgency very real, COVID now taking more than 185,000 lives. And the concern about schools spreading the virus. Tonight, James Madison University in Virginia, the latest college to send students home. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the worst thing they could do. This troubling image from a high school in Volusia County, Florida. Students close together, some not wearing masks. Potential cases could take some time. Tonight, we've learned of the first death linked to last month's motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, as well as more than 260 cases in 11 states. And with the Labor Day holiday on the way, health officials issuing strong warnings to take care. ABC's Victor Oquendo leads us off tonight from Florida.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's check that out with Fauci as well. Lana, remember that clip here regarding the vaccinations?
Yes. So they have Fauci digitally, right, teaching children about the need for vaccines and how it's dangerous to think otherwise, to not want this COVID vaccine. So this is, you know, kids are learning remotely now,
right?
Which means one parent has to be home, which means people aren't all working and people are struggling. I've been hearing from different people about this. It's awful. But yeah, check this out.
All right, here we go.
When we go back to school, your teachers and your health officials are going to try as best as possible to protect you from getting infected. When a vaccine comes along, and we will get a vaccine probably by the end of this year, the beginning of 2021, and if the vaccine proves to be safe and effective, we all should get vaccinated. I know I'm going to get vaccinated when we get a vaccine.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
So we should make sure take we three protect shots. Everyone yeah. by getting a vaccine.
So you've said that a vaccine is what will end this pandemic. But that can only happen if the vast majority of people trust the science behind them.
There we go.
Trust the science. In all your years
as a public Whatever health official,
yes.
have you seen a shift in how people view science?
Science
and
unfortunately,
black power.
Yes.
Science.
It's shifting in the wrong direction.
One that we don't
been
like.
An anti-science attitude that is
oh,
not
it's
only.
Anti-science.
He's the anti-science
It's incredible
one.
How they flipped this, right?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Wow. Any dissent, and it's just call it anti-science. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's dangerous. It's dangerous because science is the pursuit science. Of knowledge, of truth.
Well, if it was, you and your ilk would not be banning things that goes and point in the
exactly.
opposite direction or show a different study or right. questioning the numbers. And how many exactly. times, I mean, I don't have to go into this now, but it's amazing how the, like,
yeah.
and anything else is banned. Actually, the scientific method, if we should be honest about it, is actually to juxtapose different things and theses mm-hmm. against each other, right?
Exactly,
and not exclude
yeah.
anything, even if you buy it or not, even
That's
if
right.
you believe it, even if you, you know, think it's crazy to question this stuff or whatever. But the point is, truth fears no investigation. If
right.
it, you know
and
what I mean,
do.
It
they
should stand up to scrutiny, and that's the bottom line. If
yep.
if they weren't censoring everything, I think that they would lose their arguments, and that's why they
oh,
have
yeah.
to censor. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so, yeah. It's crazy.
100%, and they're scaring these kids. It's yeah. dangerous
yeah.
to not want to take these vaccines.
Oh my God! Versus,
so just comply.
Yeah. Anyway, should we listen to the rest? Or is that it? From
nah,
there?
I don't
yeah.
want to hear any
yeah.
of this.
All right. Well, let's do. What we're going to do is we're going to do a couple of these super chats, and then we want to make sure we missed a couple of stories, but that's okay. We can
we'll
save
just do
those
the Pelosi. We can just do the Pelosi.
You
want to
do that real quick?
Do you
yeah.
want to do that real quick?
And then
yeah.
we'll plug some of Jason's stuff here too. We have some links to show from there. But yeah, let's do the Pelosi stuff here. Real
so
quick.
Yeah, remember Nancy Pelosi? God, shrill elitist. There's so many names I want to call her. It's always you know. Lockdown for thee, but not for me, right? So during the yeah. lockdown, remember the whole big thing about you can't get your hair done, and
yes.
then when you could get your hair done, it's all these huge restrictions, like crazy restrictions. There were hairdressers that were arrested for secretly
yeah.
doing hair because they had to feed their kids. Well, Nancy Pelosi didn't listen to any of these lockdown rules. In fact, she made an appointment. She got in somewhere. I don't even know how she made the appointment. I guess the salon just, oh, it's Nancy Pelosi, so we should do her hair or something. I don't know. So she was seen on camera getting her hair done during this period without a mask, right? And so
right.
the hairdresser yep. was actually a Trump supporter, so I don't know what got her to release this footage, but she did. And now Nancy
well,
Pelosi...
because he's the Trump supporter.
Yeah, and now Nancy Pelosi... I'm surprised she would do her hair then, you know?
Yeah.
And then now Pelosi's trying to destroy her and her business and saying that she was set up and,
oh,
and
yes.
framed
it's always the
and all this. Like, so just point the finger, you know? She did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So then there were some protests outside her house
there
where people were hanging like hairdressers and curlers in her trees
but
and
really,
stuff
I
like
didn't
that.
Know that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, we can see the video.
But,
man,
but look at the Pelosi salon set. She was set up.
This is her spin.
Yeah.
Like,
they were trying
no.
to set me
How?
Up.
How?
No, again, it's more like, you know, do as I say, not as I do. That's what this
Otherwise,
is about.
She would
yeah.
have worn a mask and insisted and
yep.
they were following all these rules
yep.
that she herself pushes.
Of course. Amazing. Yep. But anyway, yes, we have the tweet from, I guess, her then. The,
That's
the
hairdresser,
lady.
Yeah.
Right. Was this a clip to from
this is a little
Tucker?
Interview with her. She just says a couple things. So
All
she's
right.
being harassed like crazy by leftists.
Right.
So
of course.
Shut her down, chase her out of San Francisco, destroy her business, all this.
Yeah, let's play some of it.
How is it her fault?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Low volume. Here we
Blame
go.
Blame the girl. That's who they are. Tonight we want to introduce you to the woman Nancy Pelosi is blaming. Erica Caius owns the now famous salon in San Francisco, and she joins us tonight. Erica, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nancy Pelosi claims on camera that you orchestrated a, quote, setup to entrap her into getting her hair blown out without a mask. Did you?
Oh, God.
No, absolutely not.
Look at this footage. God, she looks
How
awful.
Would
she
you
does.
Have done that? I mean, She's can nice. You prove that this wasn't a diabolical setup designed to bring down the Speaker of the House by blow drying her hair?
She had called the stylist and had, or her assistant did and made the appointment.
Yeah, her
so,
assistant.
Yes.
The appointment was already booked, so there's no way I could have set that up. And I've had a camera system in there for 5 years. I mean, I didn't go in there and turn cameras on as soon as she walked in to set her up. So that's absolutely false.
So Pelosi says that salons in San Francisco, and of course she lives there and she is the most powerful Democratic legislator in
yeah.
the world, but she says she understood that the restrictions allowed a one-on-one appointment in salons. What do you make of that?
I heard that and I thought to myself, well, as a hairstylist, I see clients one-on-one. So that would mean I would be open. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Bart starts trying to laugh. Yes, that it would mean that. Are you open?
No.
What is that doing to you in your business?
For the past 6 months, we're pretty much done.
They're going after her license.
I mean, we've lost,
and harassing her and all this stuff.
At least 60% of our clients. I've lost the majority of my staff. Mm.
Leftists.
So, you know, 6 months is
a long
time. Oh my
God, she's a Trump supporter.
To be closed down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's too long. So your business has been destroyed by this. How do you feel about seeing the most powerful woman in America come into your salon in violation of the rules she supports, get caught, and then blame you for it?
To be honest, it was more hurtful. She's been coming in for quite a while, and just to see her come in, and especially not wearing the mask, that's what really got to me. But, yes. You know, this isn't even political. I mean, she's been coming in there. It's the fact that she actually came in and didn't have a mask on. And I just thought about, you know, my staff and people not being able to work and make money and provide for their families. And if she's in there comfortably without a mask and feeling safe, then why are we shut down? Why am I not able to have clients come in? So
shut true up conspiracy.
And obey, slave. Yep. Shut
right.
up and do what we tell you to do.
And Nancy's such a disgusting woman. She's been going there for like 5 years or something. Loves the hair that this girl does. And now she's ready to destroy her with everything she's got because of this. I mean, that's the kind of woman she is. She is a disgusting, evil, wicked woman who won't stop at anything.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So now there's GoFundMes, obviously trying to help this woman. Exactly. So she can move and start a new salon elsewhere. And there's all these Trump supporters who are coming out. Come get my hair done there. You know, get out of San Francisco, lady.
Get out.
Oh, this is the one. We got to play this,
too. Yeah, so there's several videos there. So then some girls have been there protesting. It's her Nancy Pelosi's mansion, you know, where she has a gate. She has surveillance. Mm-hmm. She lives in the elitist part of town, of course.
Of course.
Right? Miss Open Borders Pelosi.
Okay, like goes around. Let me play a couple more here.
So they're hanging curlers and hair dryers.
Who's a single mom who has lost her salon now because of 6 months of lockdown by Nancy Pelosi and Mayor London Breed, her enabler, the mayor of San Francisco. This woman has no way of making money, and so what does Nancy Pelosi do? She goes on the attack. Not only does she go on the attack, she goes after this woman personally.
Yeah, it goes after her personally.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's good. Yeah. They lined up, and here's
so
some
there's some women supporting
here.
Her.
Is that, here's a coven here.
It's mostly white women, too, you know?
No, of course. Absolutely. No, but it's good. It's great that they're doing this.
Yeah.
Crazy times, you know.
One more.
It's
last
amazing
one.
How they stab this girl in the back. Like,
of course. Yeah, what did she think? She's going to be able to take her out of circulation and not get any, pushback against
masks for thee, not for me.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
And that's what it will be for communism and everything. In the white gated community, they're going to have it, but you can't have it.
That's what it's always been. It's always like the party members, they always get the, luxurious treatments. And they don't. I mean, look at even, there's people who can't... Their parents had died during all of this. They couldn't spend time with them in their last moments. Their funerals, they couldn't have more than five people. And then John Lewis dies, and he has 300 people attending his funeral, and no one's wearing masks hardly. And stuff.
And also, women are being told right now who are going into labor that they have to wear a mask.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I that.
It's still continuing, as if it's not hard enough.
Yep.
Yes.
Nuts. Totally nuts. All right, what we'll do is we'll do a couple of these super chats, and then we'll get to, I want to give out some information here for Jason, his books, his material, more where people can find you, Jason, and stuff like that. Let me do these real quick here. Michael with a diamond says MLLHR, which I assume means much love, loyalty, and respect, I think it stands for. Red Ice and No White Keel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, appreciate that. And then someone with the username No White Guilt says, "Hail Victory." Oh, please, nice. P.S. I didn't steal your new username. LOL. That's a good one. Space Cowboy with a diamond says, "Is NWG at Red Eye Studios?" Yes, he is.
Yes,
looking great. Well, thank you, sir.
He's
appreciate
on the couch.
That.
I'm on the couch.
He's on the couch.
Is it comfortable?
It's very comfortable.
It is a comfortable couch.
This is a very comfortable couch. Yes, yes indeed.
It was made in the USA, too, by the way.
Amen to that.
Oh, boy. Draconian Gip of Death with a diamond says, "IQ must be under 100 for to be an Aussie cop." It doesn't look promising. Mm. Remember the cases where they, if you had too high IQ, were not taken in? Maybe that
really?
Was the US or something. But yeah, they've had stuff like that.
Yeah.
Turtle No Neck with a diamond says, "Fed hit team sent to eliminate anti-white shooter." Is this a different one, or which one are we talking about now? Is this I'm not sure if you're referring to. Is this something breaking? Did you guys see anything?
I didn't notice anything.
Okay, we'll follow up on that and see if there's anything. Thank you, Turtle Nonek, for that. Unless you talk about the Portland
That's probably
guy, which we saw and that he was killed. Yeah. We covered that earlier if you're joining us late. GCGC with a diamond says, "Dave Cullen talked a lot about COVID pass." Yeah, I saw his video. I didn't actually see the video, but I saw the notification for it in passing. I wanted to listen to it, but I didn't have time. But yeah, definitely check out Dave Cullen. Computing Forever. He's covered a lot of good things on COVID. He's still on YouTube, so good luck to him. Simon Coates with a diamond says, "Pelosi thought she was going to be the salon. Wait, Pelosi thought she was going to the salon or saloon. Is this?
Saloon.
Oh God, sorry, I totally butchered that. Sorry, cringe. All right, thank you, Simon Coates.
At least it wasn't dessert and desert. I see people do
Nordic.
That
yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. Sorry for that. Nordic Prince with a diamond says, "Go, Lana, you stand for what is right." Black Phillip with a diamond says, "Lana noticed even here it's outraged white women."
Yeah. Australia, you mean?
Yeah.
No, there's Black a lot Phillip of good women in Australia. Yeah. There is.
And Brad Grimba. And so say Ninjigini.
Hey,
thank you, Brad. Good to see you here, Brad. Great show. Like some said earlier, thank you for all for caring, all for caring so much about us. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Brad, for your support and everything. We can't do it without you guys, so thank you.
I had a couple here, too.
Yeah, go ahead, Lon.
Lycan Warrior Red Ice no longer streams live on Twitter via Periscope, ? Also, both communism and Weimar both trended on Twitter before you came back from vacation, just FYI.
Really?
So, yeah, sometimes we still stream on Periscope.
Yeah, as I said earlier when that came up,
COVID is a touchy subject.
Yeah, there's some things which I just feel Twitter is better to just do the links to in the posts and then, you know, not give them an excuse to ban you, I guess. So that's why I'm doing it.
Also, Cuck-Free Zone. Yeah, it's totally worth having our people assaulted, raped, and murdered and eliminated so that we can eat fish and chips.
There you go. There you go.
Perfect trade-off.
Yeah.
Der Cherusker, hail to you, Henrik, Lana, and Jason.
Oh, so nice.
And Cuck-Free Zone, one more. Lana's videos in the Getting Started section woke me up, plus Jared Taylor and the great Jason Kuna, whom you have there. So thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A couple more came in here. We'll do these, and then we'll cover some more Jason's links and resources and stuff like that. Ferocious. Chichawa, is that what it is? I think I've butchered that several times. Sorry. I have Pelosi right here. Let me call in, please. Well, there you go. Draconian Gimp of Death. It notched me up again here. Draconian Gimp of Death. There we are. Ninja Guinea, no message. Thank you so much. Cornered Space Alien with a diamond says, bets on vaccine date. Love Red Eyes. Well, they said early November.
End of the year.
Yeah. November, they said.
November.
That's going to be pretty crazy to watch.
I think,
right before the election, so they can have a chip that programs you to vote left. Flip the switch, you know.
We'll see about that, huh? Cornered Space Alien. That one I did. Mr. Wright with two diamonds. Thank you. I appreciate that. What else do we have here? Ferocious Chichawa again with the diamonds says, "You all need to hear her side of the story." Well, there you go. Yeah, like she hasn't gotten that. No, but we are going to take calls, so you have to call in next time, Ferocious. Appreciate that. All right, Jason.
Yeah.
Tell us where people can find you. Tell us about the titles that you have out there. Yes. We can show some stuff on screen here, too. The floor is yours.
Please. Excellent. Go ahead, sir. Thank you so much for allowing me to enter my closet and appear in your lofty retreat above the clouds. It's been an absolute pleasure of mine. I will come back anytime. I love it. And I love the two of you. You both are absolutely the king and queen of the white positive sphere. And ladies and gentlemen, please support these people. You know, they have an immense amount of pressure on them. The anti-whites hate these folks because they're normal. They have taken up a cause that is as heroic and noble as any of the most heroic and noble causes of any age. And this at a time when your love can be defined by powers beyond powers that have ever existed before in all of human history. They can redefine love in as hate. And these people still march on through that, knowing that there are who knows how many people that are coming to the conclusions that the anti-whites want them to come to, gross, ugly conclusions about these wonderful people. So please support them so they can continue doing what they're doing. You can find me at most welcome. And I can't say enough, actually. You can find me at nowhiteguilt.org, theafterparty.tv. And you can find me, of course, on YouTube, so many different platforms. And when you get to those locations, you'll be able to find links to all of these different platforms that I'm on. And, of course, we have to have be on so many platforms because of the censorship, because of what the anti-whites are doing to silence our voices. And the work that we're doing, of course, I'm with the great Mr. Jared George. We do TAP, the after party, once a week. I'm on PWR with Mark Collett in the UK every Wednesday. I do my own show on Sundays, Going Free, which can last anywhere from a couple hours to 8 hours straight. And it just depends on how much fun we're having. We have a couple of books. Born Guilty is the magnum opus of my work. And then we have the latest release is Prometheus Rising. And there's Going Free on the screen right now. This is the book that teaches you the lexicon and dialectics that you need as a psychological defense for the psychological warfare that's waged against us. If you don't have the lexicon and the dialectics, it won't matter what your party name is or what flag you put up, you're going to fail. They've defeated everything else so far. That's why we have to have a psychological defense. Prometheus Rising is our story. It's a new myth for the West. It starts with the beginning of time. I rewrite the character of Prometheus. And you can see a magnificent cover there done by Groundhog Fury and some other sketches on the interior. If you like Lord of the Rings, you'll love Prometheus Rising, except it's more blatantly white positive than Lord of the Rings could have ever imagined or hoped to be. And then, of course, we have the book that's getting ready to be released within the next 2 weeks, and that is Crucible. That is nonfiction. And here is a blurry picture of what the cover, the amazing cover, also done by Groundhog Fury.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, first time for anyone, for everyone to see this cover, and it will be out within the next 2 weeks. This is nonfiction. It is about my time in junior high school, so roughly for folks at 7th, 8th grade, 11 to 14 years of age. This is when I began speaking out innocently in 7th grade about what was being done to our people across the West, why we couldn't have pride, and believing what the anti-whites said about themselves, calling them by the names they called themselves, and then coming to realize at that school that there was no mistake about what they were doing. They intended to harm us with everything they were doing, and then ending up having to defend myself physically by way of anti-white attacks. This is another one of my channels right here, Discipline with NWG, somebody who allows me to use that channel. Main channel is No White Guilt on YouTube. There it is right there. Of course, you can see at the top there, there's also a comedy book called It's a Comedy, Damn It, that I wrote. It's a novelette, because we still have fun here in the white positive sphere. So that's all about that I'm doing. Again, a big thank you to you two wonderful people, your wonderful family. And ladies and gentlemen, consider these people part of your family, and make sure that you help to ensure that this project, that this vital work that's being done for white well-being, for the preservation of our people, for the recapturing our destiny, that it continues in this professional way, that we give these people the sort of help that they need so that they can defend themselves against the endless barrage, the endless attacks that the anti-whites bring against them. And of course, they bring these attacks against them. You note that these are not people who, as we call in Going Free, that are playing the villain. These are people who are effective because they're normal, they're sensible, they have high morality. They're functioning as best as we all can outside of the anti-white narrative. That's why the anti-whites need to shut them down. That's why there's so much pressure on these people. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they feel your love. If you cannot give financially, then spread their message everywhere you can in your circles of influence. And also make sure that you reach out to them with messages of love and encouragement to keep marching on. Because trust me, they're hearing enough of the opposite from those who want to harm us and white erase us from our own civilization. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you,
I love
Jason.
You both.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, thank you for your kind words, and you're always so kind to us,
one
and you've been supportive
favorites.
Of our work. And, you know,
definitely.
And yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for doing the work that you do. Extremely important, and I urge everyone to check it out. I'll add in the archived version later down in the description. I'll add links to Jason's website. I'll add as many of these as I can. The books, of course, check out those. If you're just brand new to your work, which one would you recommend to get if they haven't any of the titles yet?
Probably to begin empowering yourself, you have to go free. So the book Go Free is where you start. It's going to help you to understand that we all are infected with what we call meme pathogens, MPs, and those are just anti-white concepts. Like diversity is strength, and that those have an attendant set of emotions, and also what you're supposed to think about those who hold the idea and those who oppose the idea. Once you begin, and this is really the process of going free, is treating yourself for these infections that we've learned from our earliest ages. When you learn things in your earliest years of life, they become absolutely interwoven into your personality. It becomes very difficult to pull them out. It's easy to say superficially that, well, of course I disagree with that. But then what you don't realize is your subconscious mind governing the majority of your life is actually also governing your life by way of these infections. Mm-hmm. And think for a moment about the effects of stress on all parts of your body, physical, mental, and spiritual. And then you'll begin to realize how you have been held back from your true potential in these areas, how much more you could do and be as an individual. You have the greatest within inside of you, the greatest of Western kind inside of you. And why aren't you going as far? We all have our personal limitations, but there's no doubt if you fetter a eagle's wings to its side, it'll never learn how to fly, and it'll just trudge along in the dust of the earth with the flightless birds. That's what ends up happening to us. So the first thing they need to do is go free and begin that process, and then they can move on to the others.
Excellent. And of course, make sure you sub to No White Guilt on YouTube. You have DLive too for the DLive audience
yes,
over here?
Yes, I do have a DLive.
DLive. What is the DLive.tv? What is it just No White Guilt?
It's probably just No White Guilt.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll check that out. We have a link tree here too, guys, for chat. Let me just put that right in the chat for you guys too. From there, the link tree, you can find all the links to
definitely
to the
go leave some
websites.
Good reviews.
Yeah, go leave exactly. Go leave
yes,
some good reviews.
Hammer
pick up
that
a cop,
review section.
Pick up a copy.
Please.
You know, of course, of well, if you have some prior titles, get the other ones. Otherwise, definitely check out Going Free or Go Free. Well, Jason, thank you so much. It's been great having you.
Yeah,
here. Thank
my
you.
Honor.
We're gonna have some dinner next too.
Yes, we are.
I'm gonna. Well, you can leave, guys, if you want. I'm gonna do the last few DLive super chats real quick here, and then we'll wrap this up.
I might exit for now.
Sure, you could do that if you want to. That's fine. Let me do this. You're welcome to stay, Jason, if you want to. All right, let me do these real quick here, guys, and say bye then. Why not too? Say bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
There we go. Okay. okay, Ferocious Chichawa sends her Telegram. So it's just Telegram at Ferocious Chichawa. Let me copy that. And if you want it, you can find it in chat right there on DLive. So check that out. Let me see. Let me copy that real quick. There we go. All right. Thank you for the support, by the way. Appreciate that. Toys for Thoughts, watch Out of Shadows documentary. I wanted to see it. I started watching it, and I have not seen the whole thing yet. Seemed pretty interesting, actually. I think it was hit pretty hard with censorship, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you for that tip. White Healing with a Diamond says, great guest. I think I've seen him on YouTube. Yeah, you should have, and if you haven't, definitely make sure you check him out. Mm. Sub to the channel, follow his websites. Akhtapitar, with a Diamond says, please stream with Junus and Tina from Finland. Yeah, we have in the past. We should definitely have them back, though. Thank you for the tip. We love Junus and Tina. Let me see. Nordic Prince with a Diamond says, did you get all the email from Andrew? Did you get the email from Andrew Anglin? I have to double check that. I might have missed that. I'll double check if there's anything on, I would assume, ProtonMail. Not sure, Nordic Prince. I'll double check. Thank you for the reminder. The Last Red Squirrels with a Diamond says, love Red Eyes. Well, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that. Now, let me open up the chest here on DLive before we let you guys go so that we can get that some back to you guys. Let me see here. I do want to put in a little bit more in the chest here, though. We have about 1,000 in there. So let me put another 1,000 in the chest. Mm. Click and submit. Heads up, boys and girls. If you're over on DLive, we'll open up that. And we'll linger until that's done. Thank you again, Jason. Really appreciate it. I'm going to go up on this view here. But awesome having you here, sir. Thank you for joining us.
It's my absolute pleasure. It's fantastic. This place is beautiful. You all are beautiful. I I wouldn't be any other place in the world.
Thank you, Jason. Really appreciate it. Good having you. We'll definitely do it again.
Yeah, soon. Absolutely.
All right, let's see. We have who we have in the top five. Then, as usual on DLive, we'll stick around for that. And again, thank you to everyone who super chatted. Thank you for all your donations, for your support. And if you do want more, of course, one of the ways to support us is through redicemembers.com, members website. We have some exclusive stuff there as well. If you're unable to, of course, feel free to share our videos and streams and stuff like that, programs and shows that we do. Because it helps to kind of bypass some of the censorship and stuff like that, too. All right, top five on DLive.tv/RedIceTV. We have Dixon Uranus, number one. Blood of Tyrants, number two. Karavaki, number three. The Last Red Squirrels, number four. And Udin Alfather, number five. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Really appreciate it. We'll be back with much more soon. Special thanks again to Jason for joining us here in the studio. But we'll see you guys soon. Take care, stay brave, and keep fighting. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.